We're going to give you your education. No, there's no way of saying, you know, I can't afford it. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
New allegations on CIA renditions.
What it means is kidnapping. And kidnapping, of course, is illegal.
Harvard sets its sights on cloning.
Aimed at eventually creating stem cells for treating blood diseases.
Arrest in the killing of a Clemson student.
He destroyed almost a most perfect life.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Black operations, secret CIA flights, shadowy prisons, and the suggestion of torture. As CBS's Vicki Barker reports, a human rights organization says it has evidence the U.S. was involved with the aid of European allies.
The Council of Europe charges 14 European states have helped the CIA transport terror suspects to countries that practice torture. Council member Tony Lloyd.
What this describes is a spider's web throughout Europe of patterns through which people are kidnapped.
But security expert Bob Ayers says let's revisit those torture allegations.
The definition of torture itself is very ambiguous.
Claudio Cardone of Amnesty International, though, says there is nothing ambiguous about the message those alleged secret CIA prisons and flights sends to the world.
Once you shed the respect for fundamental rules, you've lost, in a sense, to the terrorists.
Meanwhile, here in Britain, the allegations of UK involvement could spell more trouble for Tony Blair. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
One of the country's preeminent universities says it's launching research aimed at fashioning the world's first cloned human embryonic stem cells. CBS News correspondent Sharon Alfonsi has more on Harvard's ambitious plan.
Researchers are already working with stem cells taken from donated embryos. What's new here is creating embryos to both match disease and patient. Dr. George Daly is overseeing the research.
We'd like to move a specific patient's disease into a petri dish. That way we can study the disease and also develop customized therapies for that patient.
They'll try to do it through a process called nuclear transfer. A cell from a sick patient is inserted into an unfertilized human egg, which is then grown into an embryo in the lab.
There is a new twist to the story of stolen data on active duty military personnel. The VA now says not only 50,000, as originally announced last weekend, but more than 2 million were affected by last month's burglary. The data include names, birth dates, and social security numbers. Ramona Joyce is with the American Legion.
These folks are being deployed. They have a high-tempo job, and the last thing they need to worry about, especially if they're deployed to the Middle East, is how to monitor their credit in the United States.
There is an undetected threat that could be endangering thousands of troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Here's CBS's Chris Mavridis.
A roadside bomb that blows up in Baghdad. It doesn't kill, but seriously jostles the soldiers nearby. They're checked for concussions, but not all are detected, and that could lead to permanent brain damage. Researchers screened returning soldiers and Marines at four military bases and found about 10% suffered at least a minor brain injury. That number doubled for frontline troops who went back to work soon after an undetected concussion.
It's the next step on her road to recovery. CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier, wounded in a Baghdad bombing last week, has left Germany for the U.S. Correspondent Elaine Cobb was at the airbase for the departure.
As Kimberly was carried on to the U.S. military plane, I saw her wave goodbye to the ambulance crew. She was talking to the medics who will travel with her, and she looked so much better than when she arrived here a week ago. She's been heavily sedated for the eight-hour flight. The plane is bound for Andrews Air Force Base outside Washington. Then she'll travel to Bethesda Naval Hospital, where she'll continue her recovery.
A registered sex offender has been picked up in Tennessee on charges he raped and killed Clemson University student Tiffany Sowers. Jefferson County Sheriff David Davenport says Jerry Inman was arrested in Dandridge, east of Knoxville.
He drove by there and was stopped about a mile from his parents' house.
For the Sowers family, there is relief, and for Dad Jim Sowers at home in Ladue, Missouri, there is the wish that if Inman is convicted, he not be executed.
Death is the easy way out, because it's usually a lethal injection, something like that. So you know what I feel. Small, cube, cell, 1 hour a day out, maybe. Prison for life, and then some.
Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A teen's body found in a small Thornton Lake. 15-year-old Patrick Vigil of Westminster went missing Sunday night while swimming in Spratt Platte Lake. His body was found Tuesday afternoon, several hundred feet from shore. The city's deputy fire chief says friends with Vigil didn't tell his mother what had happened until 24 hours later.
Monday night at 6, the second group of four, which would ultimately have been three, went to the mother's house, the family's house of the teen, missing teen, and confirmed that they can't locate him.
Authorities trying to determine why his friends didn't tell anybody right away. Mark Holtzman isn't giving up yet. The GOP gubernatorial candidate vowing to take the Secretary of State to court. With only days to spare before a Secretary of State forced to certify Colorado's ballot for governor, candidate Mark Holtzman stands pat that he's earned the right to be on the ballot.
And we are absolutely convinced that enough signatures that were previously questioned by the Secretary of State have been more than sufficiently rehabilitated.
Holtzman's campaign manager declaring they have no plans to attend a protest hearing called by Gigi Dennis. Bob Gold says that means it's off to court to let a judge decide. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Well, we're off to pretty much a perfect start this morning. No major highway crashes or stalls to warn you about, but we do have that normal slowing building up on the north end coming out of Thornton and North Glen along southbound I-25. It stretches now between 100 and 4th Avenue and 84th, but thankfully you've still got a great shot as you head across downtown. That goes for northbound I-25 coming out of the Tech Center as well. C-470, the Boulder Turnpike, as well as I-225 are all in the clear, but as you can imagine, those backups are just about to settle into place. In today's forecast, we're going to see a high of 95 degrees, so a very hot and dry day ahead of us. We're already at 67 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
Looking for a unique dining experience? Attend the Taste of the Continents Luncheon Sunday, June 11th from noon to 3 p.m. at the Dayspring Dining Center, 3777 West 26th Avenue. The $10 admission ticket is good for 5 food items. Proceeds benefit the Franciscan Sisters Charitable Fund. This gala event also includes a silent auction and a drawing for cash prizes. For additional information, contact Sister Teresa at 303-433-6268, extension 224. Would you like to taste a variety of ethnic foods without traveling to foreign countries? You can on Sunday, June 11th from noon till 3 p.m. at the Dayspring Villa Dining Center, 3777 West 26th Avenue. The fourth annual Taste of the Continents event features signature foods of Chinese, Greek, Hungarian, Mexican, Italian, and American restaurants. This annual fundraising event supports the Franciscan Sisters Ministries in Colorado, including Francis Heights, Dayspring Villa, and Clare Gardens at 26th and Osceola. These facilities provide housing for 1,000 fixed-income persons and families, including some 300 children. Tickets are just $10 and are available at the door and are good for 5 food items. For additional information, call Sister Teresa at 303-433-6268, extension 224. That's Sunday, June 11th from noon till 3 p.m. at the Dayspring Villa Dining Center, 3777 West 26th Avenue. Call 303-433-6268, extension 224. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums, to townhomes, to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E HomesColorado.com.
Flaming steaks and all that kind of stuff, and I don't remember all of that stuff. I don't remember how all of it works. Mm-hmm. Back in those days I did, but this is like 20, 25 years ago. So I don't remember much about it at all.
Yeah.
All right, so you got Red Rocks coming up this Saturday night.
That's right.
A few tickets still available.
Just a couple still available.
Right. There are plenty of tickets out there. No, we don't know if there are or there aren't. I haven't checked lately. But if you hold on,
it's going well.
It's lingering in my cold. So if you want to go, there are a few tickets out there.
And you're going.
I'm going to try to go. I mean, I don't know if I can stay awake past 8 or 9 o'clock with my schedule.
I know. Your schedule is killing you.
Can I crawl on your bus and go to sleep?
Absolutely.
If I can't stay up?
We have cots, beds, whatever you want. I'll get a king-size bed and put it by the side of the stage for you.
So I'll be okay?
Yeah.
All right. We got a lot to talk about this morning. It's 303-713s. Boy, excuse me. Hold on a minute. You know, you get a cold, and this is the second time I've been attacked by this cold and this virus. It takes forever and a day to get rid of the damn thing.
It takes me 2 weeks. Just a simple cold.
And it's nauseating. I mean, it just gets, it's like, stop it already. 303-713-7600. This is going to sound like a really stupid statement, but it's really true. We've all been kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all panicked and made stupid mistakes. And there's a story this morning that kind of caught our eye in the Denver and the West section of the Denver Post. Patrick Vigil drowned in the murky waters off the West Sprat Platte Lake Sunday, but his friends, fearing that they would get in trouble, waited until the next night to tell anyone that tell anybody about it, the dead boy's mother said. It wasn't until Tuesday afternoon the divers finally found the 15-year-old Westminster boy's body in about 19 feet of water. Authorities stopped short of saying that the inaction of Vigil's friends contributed to his death, but they said that his body might have been recovered sooner. Vigil, two other boys and a girl, went to the lake on East 100th Avenue, McKay Road, after dusk Sunday to swim in violation of park rules. Now, we've all done that.
I actually came really close to that same situation one time.
So we've done it, so
yeah.
We can identify with it.
Absolutely.
All right, and when they got into trouble, someone in the group of young people called 911. After Vigil's friends saw the approaching lights and sirens of the rescuers, they fled rather than help authorities find him. And, you know, they ran because they were scared. That's your friend. You don't leave your friend in need, Vigil's mother, Jenny Gonzalez, 34, said through tears on Tuesday. I asked his friends, didn't they realize that they left my son there to drown because they were afraid of the cops? They said they were scared to go to the police. Matt Barnes, a Thornton police spokesman, said it's premature to be thinking about charges against Vigil's friends. All right. Do you charge these kids, yes or no?
I say yes, you do.
You do? You say you charge them?
Yes.
Wow. 303-713-7600. Why do you think you charge them, Todd?
Because I think that we need to figure out how to teach our children responsibility, consequences to actions. And so I think that that would be a good lesson to learn as a youngster, especially if there's a resulting death involved.
What are you going to do, throw them in jail?
I don't know if that
community
would be the
community
Yeah, community service.
Service?
I think there should be some consequences. I think that that's part of education, unfortunately.
I'm torn. I'm torn about what to do with them. Because on one hand, I can understand panicking and running.
Oh, I can too. I can totally relate to panicking and running as well. But I don't know if letting them off the hook is the best solution.
And did they really contribute to the kids drowning?
Probably not.
Or had the kid already drowned?
It sounds like he probably already drowned and they just chickened out.
All right, so we got a situational ethics question here. Better than talking about gay marriage again for the third day in a row.
Thank God.
Thank God. None of that today. We'll leave that to the Senate to waste our time. And Wayne Allard. All right, 617, 17 minutes after 6, 303-713-7600. Should these kids be charged or not? Four lines open. Something a little different here this morning. Situational ethics. Should the kids, they ran, do you agree with Todd? Do you agree with Todd Park Moore? Should they be charged? Or with me? And there's a part of me that says that they shouldn't be. That the trauma of the event is punishment enough.
I could buy some of that argument. Some of it.
Some of it, but not all of it.
Yeah.
All right, so a group of kids, a friend of theirs drowns, or is drowning. They call the cops, they hear the sirens, they run, and the kid drowns. Should they be punished, yes or no? 303-713-7600. I got four open lines here, so use them or lose them here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. Our first myth, the mountains are fun, but my goodness, they're costly.
Oh, please, please, book a summer mountain retreat on Travelocity and save big.
Myth two, when hiking, leave no trace.
I've left these breadcrumbs to find my way back. Hey, birds, cut it out. Wait, Hansel and Gretel is a hiking guide, isn't it?
Average $220 savings at Travelocity.com/mountaintravelocity. You'll never roam alone.
The 2006 Summer of Stars and Coors Light Live welcomes Brad Paisley Friday, June 23rd at Coors Amphitheater.
Got you in trouble in high school.
Country music superstar Brad Paisley shines with energy. His amazing prowess on guitar and up-tempo hits provide a perfect night under the stars. Brad Paisley with special guest Sarah Evans. An amazing voice and talent that will light up the stage. Rising star Eric Church joins the fun along with Flappin' Jacks and the Railbenders. It's a country music jamboree not to be missed. Brad Paisley, joined by Sarah Evans, Eric Church, and more.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com.
Another tip to the guy at the ice cream shop.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Can't get a reservation.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-332-4694 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-332-4694. That's 1-800-332-4694.
Are you living with stabbing jaw pain? Excruciating headaches? There may be an option for you to finally get relief without surgery. It's called Gamma Knife. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4910 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4910.
And the chance to win fantastic prizes. Gear up for Bike to Work Day on Wednesday, June 28th. To register yourself or your company for this fun, free event, call the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program at 303-458-POOL or visit drcog.org. That's drcog.org today. Bike to Work Day is brought to you by the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program, RTD, 9 News, Panera Bread, Noodles & Company, Colorado Athletic Club, Cliff Bar, Comcast, and the Colorado Department of Transportation.
The J. Marvin Show. And today, Marvin and Todd on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Led Zeppelin. 622, 22 minutes after 6. High today, 91. Partly sunny. A thunderstorm. J. Marvin and Todd. Todd Parkmore.
Putting some Zepp in your step.
There you go. Morning. Some Zepp in your step this morning. And it's good to have you. All right, we're talking about these kids. And what do you think should happen to them? Their friend drowns. They call the cops. When their friend gets in trouble, they dial 911. They hear sirens. They hear police officers coming. And rescue sirens, and they take off, they run. Should they be punished, yes or no? Because right now, Matt Barnes, the Thornton police spokesman, says it's premature to be thinking about charges against this kid's friends. 303-713-7600, and I got four lines open on this, and you believe they ought to be charged with something.
I do. I think that the greatest service that we can do for our young people is to show that there are consequences. I think that ethical education is a responsibility we all have, and I think that we should have more of it in the school system and obviously in the family. But in a way, I think it's sort of an endemic situation. I mean, Columbine and the general apathy of youth and I think it's a problem. Then we should all take some responsibility for.
See, I have nothing against that idea of taking responsibility. I have nothing wrong with that at all. I just wonder about the actual trauma of the event. If that's not punishment enough, and if those kids just don't realize what they did, which is something that is inherent in human nature, that people panic, and particularly when you're a kid, you don't make wise choices.
But these
are panic
and
run off.
They're young adults, aren't they? I mean, they're
15 years old.
No, that's a young adult. That's a young adult. Young man, young woman.
All right, well, here's Vince on Capitol Hill. Let's see what he has to say. Vince, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Go ahead.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, you know, my feeling about this, first of all, do we know how old these kids are?
15, 16.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I remember when I was in high school, boy, I thought I knew it all. And then I look back at these kids, and they're so, so, so very young. I think what would be appropriate for these kids, I think it would be helpful for them, it would be helpful for other kids their age, is to go around to other schools and just talk to the kids and tell them what the situation was. And, you know, just tell them, you know, the trauma they went through and everything else and the mistakes they made. And I think these kids, you know, other kids, trust kids their age, you know, if it comes from an adult, if it comes from a guy dressed up in a dog suit like McGruff, they just kind of laugh that off. But if it comes from other kids their age, you know, it might be something that would sink in with them.
Wait, Vince. Are you saying that what you would do is have these kids go around and talk to other kids?
I think so, yeah. I think that would be a good thing. And I think it would be valuable both for the kids that were involved in it and for the other kids. You know, just to say, you know, we may or may not have been able to save our friend if we've been, you know, if we've been thinking a little bit more. And, you know, don't be afraid of the authorities and whatever. And just, you know, just tell them the story. I think kids tend to learn from each other more than they do from adults.
I think you got a good sense of justice, Vince. I like it.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, so you and Todd agree. I, you know what? I don't think it's a bad idea either, really.
I don't either. That's what I mean. It's some kind of consequence that can be worked out in a healthy way, in an educational way, helps other kids to learn about ethics, really.
I think it helps instill, you know, the values in these kids, too. You know, you learn when you teach stuff to other people. You really do. And I think if they could teach stuff to other kids, you know, it helps cement those values into them as well.
All right. Hey, Vince, thank you, man. Great call.
You bet.
Okay, see ya. One line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Jennifer in Aurora. Jennifer, you're on with Jay and Todd.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, I had never heard anything about this until this morning, and I was just informed that these kids are 15, and I'm kind of on the side of Todd. I think there's some consequences that need to you know, be taken here. Kids need to learn that when they do stuff, they need to have, you know, consequences for their actions, and 15 is old enough to save somebody. I don't understand why they wouldn't try to save their friend.
Well, hopefully they did try to save him.
Well, calling 911 was a really good step in the right direction, but if I saw my friend drowned in, I don't think I could run.
Well, they panicked when they saw the sirens and all of that. And, you know, you can't, when you're 15, 16 years old, I mean, you don't make adult decisions. I mean, you
Well,
you
I don't know
be.
About that.
You're
I don't know about that.
you're too immature at 15 or 16. At least I was.
Well, I don't know. 15, 16-year-olds are having babies.
That's right.
But that doesn't make them mature.
No, but it makes them doing adult things, and there's consequences for that.
Yeah, you can do adult things and still be immature.
Well, what blows my mind, though, is usually when somebody's in a situation where there's cops and they run, they're guilty of something.
Well, they might have been, you know, having teen shenanigans. I mean, there probably was some guilt in there, and obviously
maybe
somebody died.
Maybe they had some drugs on them.
Yeah.
Oh, now let's not go and put stuff in there. Yeah,
Jennifer, I know.
That's not
I
in
know.
There.
I know. That's just a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, that's not fair.
But I do believe, honestly, that a 15-year-old is old enough to take actions. And I think that if their friend died because of it, I'm sure they're feeling it because it was their friend. But
yeah, so isn't the trauma of that enough?
Well,
do they need punishment on top of that?
Well, I don't know.
To drive home that point?
I think if it was an adult, they would want to take action, so why not on a student?
Because they're not adults.
But I don't think taking them to jail is exactly an action to take. I just think there needs to be consequences taken.
Yeah,
I would be really upset if I was the mother of that child that died. I would be really upset and looking at his friends going, why didn't you do anything?
All right, Todd, should they go to jail, Todd?
I don't know if they should go to jail. I like Vince's recommendation of having them do some kind of public service, educating other teens about responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I think something like that's in order. If I was the judge in this case, I think I'd have some, you know, discretion in being able to dole out a worthy sentence. But I'm not sure that jail time is the correct answer.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's me.
I agree.
I don't know. I can't. I just feel like I just feel like the trauma of the whole thing would be punishment enough. I mean, I think they've learned their lesson after having gone through this. I doubt they will ever do this again.
I would hope not.
The consequence is the life lived.
But a lot of people don't learn from that. I mean, yeah. A lot of people do things and will repeat those types of behaviors.
You don't think you'd learn from something like that if you were 15?
I think that I would, but maybe I'm giving myself too much credit. I mean, I think a lot of people don't. And I think there's many people that make repeated mistakes along these lines.
Jennifer, what about you?
I think you give him a lot more credit. I don't necessarily.
Well, I'm asking you. Would you? Would you learn after an experience like that?
That's a really good question. I would. I wouldn't have been in that situation. I'd have dived in. I would have tried to have helped. I would have not have run. I would have called 911 and I'd have done everything else I could to help. But that's just me. That's just the person that I am, and I know what I would do. But I don't know about all 15-year-olds learning like that.
All right. Jennifer, great call. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Todd.
Bye, Jennifer.
All right. Well, we're kind of a crossways here.
We don't know that they didn't try to help.
Yeah.
Right?
We just know they ran off.
When everything went down.
Haven't you ever done something, though, like when you've been 13, 14, 15 years old, you did something and it was wrong, it was terribly wrong, and you knew it was terribly wrong, and you just said to yourself, man, I am never, ever, ever going to do that again?
Yeah, but there were guys and girls that didn't know it was wrong. But
they made a panic decision.
Yeah, but they are prone to making those same decisions. I mean, didn't you know people that just flaunted authority, that got into trouble, that took delight
in
the suffering of others?
Yes, me.
There you have it. But don't you think that there's something that we could all learn from an incident like this? Especially if, you know, there was a type of consequence.
Yeah, that living life is sometimes punishment enough.
Yeah, but if
being the one to live and having to experience and having to face what you did is punishment enough.
But if I could learn from your mistakes, what's the harm in that?
All right, it's 6:31, 29 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Amelia, what do you think?
I don't think they should be punished. The stuff that they're going to go through in the next couple months is going to teach them more than they could ever hope to learn in an entire lifetime without that, I think. I mean, I sure hope that they feel remorse for what they did, but I think that the controversy that's going to surround this, especially within the media, if they pay attention to that at all, which they have to, you know, they're going to learn a lot from it.
Interesting. So you got another person on your side.
See, I'm like Amelia. I mean, to boil this down to something not as severe as somebody dying, and maybe it trivializes it, but I have this brand new car. Don't say what it is on the air.
Okay, I won't.
And I'm looking at it right now, huh?
And no, you're not. You're looking at a loaner. Because you know what I did? I wasn't paying attention to what was going on. And I backed into a trash can and put a hole in my bumper. Now, I feel awful about it. And now I got to get it fixed, and it's money out of my pocket. And I damn sure will not make that mistake again. Because of the awful feeling of that.
How can you say that?
The consequence is the money and having it happen to me.
But you didn't go out intending to hit something?
No, I didn't. But I don't think these kids went out swimming intending to drown either.
No, but they weren't equipped necessarily with the moral education to do the right thing.
But we also have to keep in mind that they were drinking, which could have impaired their judgment.
True.
For the next however many hours. At that point, they probably woke up and all got together and had no idea how they were going to fix this mistake.
I don't know. Maybe you know what it is. Maybe when you talk about emotions that you are in touch with, maybe panic is an emotion that I'm in touch with and know well.
Some people don't know that emotion.
Really? Do you know that emotion? Panic?
It's a lesser emotion for me. I don't experience it very often.
Amelia?
I definitely know it.
Yeah, every time you're on this show. All right,
yeah, right.
It's 6:33, 27 minutes away from 7, Progressive Traffic with Amelia Earhart.
All right, thanks, guys. Well, we're off to a pretty good start this morning. We have the usual volume in the usual spots, but fortunately, no big crashes or stalls to work your way around. Right now, southbound 25 is jamming up on the north end between 100 and 4th Avenue and 84th, and then south of here, running between I-70 and Spear. Now, northbound I-25 is still in great shape, making your way between the Tech Center and downtown, though the southbound lanes of I-225 are now jamming between Yosemite and and I-25. Eastbound lanes of I-70 had some pretty extreme sun glare. Luckily, that is pretty much lifted, but we are looking at jamming now between I-25 and Brighton Boulevard. In today's forecast, we're going to see a high up around 95 degrees, and we are already at 71 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Colorado Renaissance Festival opening this weekend, June 10th and 11th. Stop by any participating Wendy's and pick up a 2-for-1 coupon for opening weekend. Buy one ticket, get one free. The Colorado Renaissance Festival's 30th anniversary celebration opening this weekend. Eat, drink, and be merry.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the 2006 Boulder Market. Support your local community, artists, musicians, and businesses at this unique and diverse outdoor market. For more information, log on to am760.net.
Recent reports have shown teen drivers at greater risk for fatal accidents. In fact, more American teenagers die in car wrecks than any other way, over 5,000 per year. Caution your kids about drinking, drugs, distractions, reckless driving, and their future records. Because even though you can't go everywhere your kids go, your words can. This is from KD Canopy, specializing in instant setup canopies. Perfect for poolside concession stands at sporting events or fairs. Log on to kdcanopy.com.
When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at ExcelRoofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
Make this Father's Day one he won't forget with a gift from Lowe's. Choose any of these great gifts for only $39. A Black & Decker 18-volt drill with 75-piece kit and carry bag. Or a Dremel rotary tool with 49 bits and cutters. Or a 10-gallon 4-horsepower shop vac with super quiet motor. Can't make up your mind? Then get a Lowe's gift card or get 10% off your first purchase when you open a new Lowe's consumer credit card account from June 7th to the 11th. This Father's Day, hurry to Lowe's, where you can always find great gifts for great guys. Lowe's. Let's build something together. Offers may vary. See store for details.
Meet the Joneses. They're hard to keep up with. They like things fast. That's why they use Zantac. It's fast. Like last night after dinner.
Heartburn?
Painful.
Zantac.
Thank you.
And then later.
Better?
Completely.
Zantac's
fast.
Zantac quickly relieves the toughest heartburn and more. Like before the Joneses family barbecue.
Ribs?
Heartburn.
Zantac.
First?
Prevents.
Amazing.
Zantac's fast.
Zantac before meals prevents heartburn. Before or after. Maximum strength Zantac. It's fast. Uses directed controls heartburn in 30 to 60 minutes.
Bush is dumb. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And it's the Wednesday Todd and Jay Show here on 637. On the 637. At 637 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 91. Jay Marvin, Todd Park Moore, Big Head Todd and the Monsters. Tickets still available. Red Rocks this Saturday, June 10th. I'll be there.
We're rocking a day, man. Beautiful day.
Yeah, it's a nice day today, too. Okay, we're talking about these kids who ran off and left their friend, and whether you think they should be charged or not, Matt Barnes, Thornton police spokesman, said that it's premature to think about charging this guy's friends. They went swimming in a lake, which they shouldn't have been swimming in, and one of the 15-year-olds, one of the divers, one of the swimmers died, and they found him on Tuesday afternoon. It wasn't until Tuesday afternoon, and the kids didn't say anything about it.
And drinking was involved, is that correct? Because Amelia,
that's what Amelia says. I don't see drinking in the article here, but maybe I missed it. Maybe I missed that there was drinking going on there.
Well, we should figure that one out, just to be fair.
The mother said she thought that they were going to the community swimming pool.
Hmm. Well, I guess a lake is sort of a community swimming
pool. This kid was a ninth grader, too, by the way, at Hidden Lake High School. And he had dreams of graduating and enlisting in the Marines, like many boys his age. And he's good with computers.
He should be able to still pursue his dreams.
Well, he's gone now, man.
Oh, the person who died.
Right.
Okay, that's unfortunate.
They found his body about 1 in the afternoon near the bottom of the lake. It doesn't say anything in here about him drinking. So I'll have to ask Amelia where she got that. Maybe she got it in another article.
Yeah,
all right.
Figure that out.
So we got to figure out whether he should be punished or not. Let's go to Mike in Fort Collins. Mike, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Jay, Todd.
Hey.
Hey, it's an honor to talk to you guys. How you doing today?
Hey, it's good to have you on.
Hey, so when you first brought this up, Jay, I was with you. I was like, you know, they're going to suffer enough. But I think Todd makes a great point. And especially if what Amelia said about them having some alcohol out there, I think there definitely has to be consequences if that's the case.
Yeah, we'll have to sort out whether or not alcohol is involved. We'd hate to have bad information there. But
right.
You're a smart guy.
Right, and I think that it's a fact that, I mean, they were out there, you know, at night, weren't they, when the park was closed or whatever?
Yeah, it was in a Sunday afternoon when the park was closed, Sunday evening.
Right. So, you know, in even just the most base sense, they were breaking some rules.
That's right.
And there's, you know...
But you lose a friend, you lose a friend like that, and you know how you are when you're kids. You lose a friend like that, you panic, you lose a friend. You don't think the trauma of all of that isn't like a consequence enough and that you got to heap something else on top of that? Look at the psychological damage these kids must be going through.
Right. Well, you know, emotionally you understand that, but, you know, in this society we, you know, there's rules, and you have to learn to live by them.
That's right. There's got to be some sort of social accountability for it, doesn't there?
Well, the social accountability to me is the whole story.
Well,
right.
There's definitely hard repercussions that they're going to go through.
I mean, think about that. I mean, you have a friend die like that, and then you know, under normal circumstances, what's the first thing you do? Well,
run.
He or she died because it was my fault. That's a heavy burden to carry around, man. That's going to take some heavy psychotherapy to undo that basket.
Oh, I'm 100% agreeing with you on that, but that shouldn't absolve you from some civic responsibility.
Right, and if they're, you know, 15, 16, they're not adults, but they're on the verge of becoming adults. And, you know, what better lesson could you learn right at that point is that, you know, being an adult, you know, there's consequences in the world, so...
100% agreeing with you, Mike.
All right, Mike, I don't know if I agree with you, but I appreciate your input, and thanks for the call, man.
All right, thanks, Jay. You keep up the good work. You guys are doing great. I really love you guys together.
Yeah, I think we're great as a team. Thanks.
All right.
This could be the Todd and Jay show permanently.
Hallelujah.
You wouldn't give up Big Head Todd and the Monsters, would you?
In the interest of public service, I would. I would still play on weekends, probably.
Play on weekends,
yeah.
But during the week we could work together? We should speak to management about this.
Okay.
This could be something, this could be huge, this whole thing, this phenomenon. Let's go to Todd in Inglewood. Todd, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, and Todd, how are you?
Hey.
I kind of wanted to bring up a point. I used to study law about 10 years ago. And as far as I remember, there's a law in the books that says there's a failure to assist law. But it doesn't say, as far as I can remember, that, you know, if you were to interpret it, that you had to put your own life in danger to save someone else. It basically says that you have to call 911 or something. So if they did call 911, then they fulfilled the obligation of the law.
Oh, now that's an interesting point. Calling
911,
they did. If they called 911, what else were they supposed to do?
CJ, if you were drowning in a pond, there's no law that says I have to go in there after you and save you.
Right.
It says, you know, basically I have to do something to try to help. So if I call 911, I've pretty much done my part. I could be wrong, so it'd be great if someone could call in and, you know, someone in law enforcement that can interpret the law better, because it's a long time, but.
It's an interesting point.
Make it stick. I don't think a prosecutor can make it stick on these boys anyway. They'd call 911.
What about the part about running away? I wonder what law that would come under.
You know, I'm not really sure, but like one lady called before, and it's really, you know, there's probably a reason why they ran away. So, but we can't really throw, you know, speculation.
Yeah,
in there,
we can't put speculation in there because we don't know. Todd, thank you, man. Great point.
Yep. Thanks.
All right. Well, what about that? What about that point? They dialed 911. It isn't as if they didn't do anything.
Well, why is the article in front of us then? What they're being criticized for is for running away.
Well, the mother is criticizing him for taking off. And also, they were trespassing. They were not supposed to be in the water. They were not supposed to be at the lake. And right now, it's an open and active death investigation.
So, technically, the right thing to do would have been, in addition to calling 911, sticking around, right?
Yeah, to say, I trespassed.
Yeah. Or to say... what happened, even.
Right. Well, no. You would be a witness to a crime, wouldn't you? Even if it's an accidental... Or you'd be a witness to an accidental death?
It sounds like an accidental death. The crime would have been disobeying the trespassing law.
But still, man, what are you? You know, these kids have got to be traumatized.
No doubt.
And I understand. I understand this kid's mother's feelings. But what do you do to 15-year-olds? I mean, what do you do to them? I mean, it seems to me that the punishment is the aftermath of the crime.
I don't know if punishment is the right word. I don't think anybody wants to add to the suffering of these kids. But maybe there's a certain consequence that would help them to rehabilitate. You know, maybe, you know, teaching other kids about responsibility and so forth, maybe that's the high road to healing for these kids.
All right, 644, 16 minutes in front of 7 o'clock, 303-713-7600. The Todd and Jay Show here on AM 760, or the Jay and Todd Show, Progressive Talk, and we'll take more of your calls coming up.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Have to put up with Bush.
Countdown.
Back by popular demand, check out the Bush Countdown Clock on AM760.net.
We saw that there were some weaknesses.
The Army National Guard.
I'm Lisa Mendez. Being in the National Guard and having a community to protect is a great feeling. There's actually two reasons that I joined. One is because the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined. Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
646, 14 minutes in front of 7 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Auto's got their matching down incentive, and it's going on now up to $1,500. You put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down, and you've got $3,000 down towards your next automobile. And, man, have they got a selection out there that you will not believe of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Look, we're going to come to a time in this country where we are not going to use fossil burning vehicles. But until we get there, you need a car, and you know what? You can get the most bang for your buck at Rockies. And they've got the biggest choice out there, too. Everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. Plus, great people out there to help you, too. And every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Check out Rockies on the internet at rockiesautos.com. See their selection, ask for Steve, pre-qualify for a car loan, and find out about their business philosophy. Rocky's Autos, they've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and you never know who you're going to find out at Rocky's Autos. You find me out there, you might find Todd out there. You went out there, didn't you, Todd?
I go out there periodically to check out.
Yeah, see? Everybody's out there shopping at Rocky's, so you know what? You need to get out there, too. That's Rocky's Autos, corner 63rd and Federal.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network, with support from Merck.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people. People that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
This is Jay Marvin on AM760, Progressive Talk.
6:49, 11 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM760, Progressive Talk. High today, 91, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Jay Marvin and Todd Parkmore from Big Head Todd and the Monsters. It's a Jay and Todd Wednesday.
And it's a great, beautiful Jay and Todd Wednesday. A great day to change America.
Yeah, that's right. It's a good day to get out there and get it done. All right, we're talking about these kids who ran off after one of their own drowned in a lake in the West Spratt Platte Lake on Sunday.
That's a tongue twister.
It is. It's hard to get out to say that.
There's got
to
be repercussions for that.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Cut off my tongue? All right. And whether these kids should be punished or not. Here's Keith in Evergreen. He says there definitely was drinking. Keith, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey Jay. Hey Todd. What's going on?
Hi, hey man. What's up?
First of all, Todd, you're an amazing artist. I appreciate your music very much. And, of course, Jay, you're an amazing artist, too. But
thank you.
There was a video on Fox last night. Not that I want to attest to listening to that entertainment channel, but they had and they proclaim that this was a video shot the night, Sunday night, and they show the 19-year-old kids getting this 15-year-old kid drunk, and then videotaping him in the state of a drunken stupor before heading to the lake. So, or actually en route to the lake. So it looks, and I can't, obviously, I don't know the, you know, outcome of this video as a truth, but it looks as though the kid was actually drunk.
Well,
that changes things, doesn't it? Or does it?
Does it? Does it change things? Does it make it worse? Does it make because kids and alcohol, does it make it worse? Does it in your mind scream for more punishment? Or do you think that the trauma of the whole crime, obviously the other kids were drinking as well, too, right?
Right. Obviously it comes down to where did they get the alcohol. I think that's the main crime. And I got to agree with Todd again. The spirituality and the repercussions has to come in there. Making themselves clean by teaching others that, look, you gotta stand up. In 74, I was in the Chattooga River in North Carolina, South Carolina, and, I went under into this whirlpool. I had three of my buddies up top. They all jumped in after me. I wouldn't be here to talk about it. We were 18 years old, right out of high school, and, they stepped up, and this river was raging. We were in flood stages, and we shouldn't have been in there, but it was an awesome thing. And, they jumped in, and they risked their lives, and I'll never forget that.
We're glad you're still here, Keith.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm glad I'm still here, too. And, my life's a spiritual wonder. I do a lot of work with the Native American groups all over the United States. And, I'm glad I'm here. I was saved for a reason. And anyway, I just wanted to step in, and, as far as I know, there was alcohol involved, and, I feel sorry for the kids that were involved. Obviously, the parents who have to suffer. And we'll take it from there. I'll let you guys have the show back.
All right, Keith. Thanks, man.
You guys are great.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. Well, he brings up a good point. If there's alcohol, where'd they get the alcohol?
Yep. This is another phenomenon amongst our youth, isn't it?
Yeah, alcohol use?
Yep.
Well, all right. How did they get the alcohol? Who provided the alcohol to them?
A 19-year-old, a 21-year-old.
Should they be held accountable?
I don't know. I don't know the legal ins and outs of that. Should they be held accountable? Probably.
All right, let's go to Liz in Denver. Liz, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hi.
There's one part of this that I agree with Todd. There needs to be a consequence, not a punishment, a consequence. But one of the parts that's missing from this is this complete and utter fear these kids have had of getting in trouble, calling the cops. I'm surprised they even called the cops. But, I taught for 10 years, and this was like in the last few years, the kids, they don't want to get in trouble. They don't call the cops because there's been a lot of instances in the last few years where these guys didn't call the cops, and somebody died or got hurt, and they don't have a good healthy fear like we did of the cops. They have an unusual fear of that they might have to suffer a consequence, and it's like they're not suffering enough consequences. Does that make sense?
What do you mean by not suffering enough consequences?
Well, when I was teaching, they didn't get in trouble for anything.
They got off the hook too easy? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yes. And, I mean, they get a slap on the wrist. However, on the other side of that, the cops tend to hassle the teenagers way too much to where the kids have this almost hatred of the cops where they don't want to be involved with the cops at all by any means, even if they're in trouble.
That brings up an interesting point. When you're 15 or 16, aren't you supposed to be scared and hate the cops?
Well, true. We feared the cops, but we didn't hate the cops.
So you think is this a different social dimension that's brought into it? Is fear of police, and is it a minority issue as well, or
well,
a poverty issue?
No, absolutely not. Because okay. The last school I was at, it was kids with money. But the cops tend to, they handle the teenagers a little differently in the fact that they're always getting in trouble. Instead of counseling them on doing the right thing,
which is what the cops
used to do when we were younger. When we were younger, the cops would say, hey, you know, come on, you guys, we'll let you go this time. You know, make a better decision next time.
Oh, all right,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, okay.
But now they just write them a ticket, period, and it's like you're in trouble. And now they're so fearful of getting into trouble that they don't want to have anything to do with doing the right thing, of dealing with the cops at all. And, I mean, it's very sad because they become their enemy instead of their protector.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Liz, thank you. Appreciate the call. Thanks
all right,
so much.
Guys, have a great day.
Okay.
It's an interesting dimension.
Is panic a crime?
Of course it isn't. Panic's an emotion, and we all feel it, right?
Yeah, some people are more panicked. Some people are more panicked than others. Like, I'm constantly panicked. You're not hardly panicked at all.
Well, maybe I have a different anxiety. How's that? Is that the same as panic?
Well, I'm anxiety-ridden too. So
okay.
All right. So do we can't criminalize panic? If these kids panicked and ran off, how are you going to criminalize that behavior? You can criminalize them for the trespassing. You can criminalize them for the drinking, I guess.
Well, isn't there?
They did call 911.
But didn't they have an some sort of legal obligation to stay at the scene of the incident?
Boy, you know, that I don't know. Here's Brecken and Golden. Brecken, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm really bummed that I have to be in Phoenix and I can't see your concert, but maybe
get
some time.
Oh, doggone it.
Jay, I have a point to make about these young men. Our society has a sense of entitlement now for young people, that we don't hold them accountable for their actions or inactions. But think about this for a second. How about we allow 15-year-olds to get a driver's permit, and then we have rules and laws on the books that hold them accountable when there are consequences, say they get in an accident and cause someone's death. That's involuntary manslaughter. Yes, it isn't intended, but we have a society that will, you know, put this out in the spotlight for, you know, a couple of months, and then it'll be done. And those kids won't learn a thing. And as an educator, I think we have to put these kids through the juvenile justice system and leave it up to the judge to use his discretion on how to apply some kind of consequence for their actions or inactions in this case. If I were the parent of that young man that passed away, I would definitely call for some kind of legal action against them.
All right, you're the last word on this because we're out of time, and we appreciate your call. And,
okay.
And good luck in Phoenix, and don't get caught in a dust storm.
Thanks, Brecken.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, Brecken,
have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. To be decided at a later date.
It's a good one. There's a lot of issues that come together in this one.
All right, coming up next, is this country tired of coverage of the war in Iraq? We'll talk about it up next here.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
National and news from around the world.
AM 760, AKZN, 410, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. With the Senate showdown looming about an hour from now, an attempt to ban same-sex marriage could be dead before long. CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Fuss.
Even with no chance of success, backers like Republican John Kyle of Arizona push ahead for the amendment.
We simply cannot strip marriage of its core, that it be the union of a man and a woman, and expect the institution to survive in its current form.
A view rejected by Senator Edward Kennedy, whose state of Massachusetts is the only one where same-sex marriage is legal.
It's the politics of prejudice and division at its worst.
Democrats say the debate's a waste of time. Republicans see it as a way to reach out politically to their conservative base. Both sides know it won't pass. CBS News, Capitol Hill.
San Diego voters have decided to keep the 50th House District in Republican hands, sending Brian Bilbray to Washington to fill the seat vacated by Duke Cunningham's bribery conviction.
This election did go to the GOP, but it was not the type of race you normally see in the 50th District. Francine Busby, the Democrat, put a strong scare into the Republicans and did much better than many would have expected only a few months ago. The question now is, does this mean other so-called safe Republicans districts around the country may be vulnerable this November.
CBS's Steve Futterman in San Diego. The United States, its European allies, and Russia and China have reportedly made concessions to get Iran to the nuclear negotiating table. Diplomats say that instead of forcing Iran to accept a full moratorium on uranium enrichment, they'll settle for a suspension while talks continue. CBS News foreign affairs analyst Pamela Falk says the move makes sense.
The concession is really one that just allows Iran a face-saving way out and puts Iran back into a regime of its nuclear program in which it is supervised, so that they are not developing the bomb, but merely peaceful energy.
A new report claims the CIA had a lot of help setting up secret prisons for suspected terrorists. CBS's Vicky Barker has that.
The Council of Europe report says 14 European nations have cooperated in what it calls a spider's web of illicit and possibly illegal rendition flights. It also claims Romania and Poland have allowed secret CIA prisons on their soil, something those countries have always denied.
Federal agents who raided the home of Arizona Diamondbacks pitcher Jason Grimsley won't say what they may have found. The published reports say they were looking for human growth hormone, other drugs, and bank and phone records that could implicate other players in illegal drug use. Diamondbacks manager Bob Melvin says the investigation has got to affect his team.
To an extent, how can't it? But, you know, certainly we're not going to comment on the situation. There is an investigation going on, and we're prohibited to.
Flat tire proved to be the undoing of a man wanted for allegedly shooting 5 people to death in Mandeville, West Virginia. Pennsylvania state trooper stopped to help Keith Jeffers when he ran a license check. He saw that Jeffers was wanted for murder. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 1.5 points. This is CBS News.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore. Erectile dysfunction. Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit JustAskToday.com. Do it for you and your partner.
I'm Bob Harris to tell you about my new Smart Balance Omega Plus Light Mayonnaise with flax oil and plant sterols. New Smart Balance Omega Mayo has 500 milligrams of omega-3s per serving, natural plant sterols to help offset cholesterol, and half the fat and calories of regular mayonnaise. Enjoy my new Smart Balance Omega Light Mayonnaise in salads and sandwiches. You get an omega-3 wallop in every tasty dollop of my new Smart Balance Light Mayonnaise.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Over a dozen protesters of the Iraq War in Golden likened their acts of civil disobedience to the civil rights movement. They were convicted yesterday of trespassing. Deputy District Attorney Ben Soller says, how dare they compare themselves to Rosa Parks? In reference to the civil rights legend in his closing arguments, the protesters had blocked the entrance to an armed forces recruiting station in Lakewood last November. They prevented a recruiter from going into the station and were asked three times by police to leave before they were arrested. They were found guilty of obstructing a passageway and third-degree criminal trespassing and could be looking at 6 months in jail. Sentencing is July 26. Hundreds of Colorado Albertson store workers are losing their jobs.
We're all shocked and devastated because we were under the impression that we were being sold to a reputable company that bought our name, and now they're closing down most of the stores.
Six Albertsons in the metro area will close this summer, along with three grocery warehouse stores. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Well, we got our first problem of the morning. Luckily, it's a minor one. It lies along eastbound C-470 right after Wadsworth. We have three cars pulled off to the left-hand shoulder, mostly just curiosity slowing due to this wreck. Now, the rest of the drive is jam-packed. Southbound I-225 is thick from Yosemite to I-25, and those southbound lanes of I-25 are, of course, heavy up on the north end between 112th Avenue heading down towards 84th. Yet again, between 58th Avenue and Spear and south of here, you will find slowing making your approach to the tech center between Alameda and the Broadway Bridge. Eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue are now heavy between Federal and I-25, and across I-70, eastbounders are now jamming between 25 and Brighton Boulevard. In today's forecast, we'll see a high up around 95 degrees, and currently we're at 71 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Todd Helton says, got a buck? Get a truck at Freeway in Longmont Ford. $1 down and lease a new 06 Explorer or F-150 4x4 for $249 a month. $1 down, $249 a month. Simple. Longmont, 3rd and Alpine, Freeway I-25 in Evans or at cheaperfords.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-422-1482. Again, that's 1-800-422-1482. 1-800-422-1482.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Deaths of two CBS crew members have put the war back on the primetime news, but journalists say they are a sense of growing apathy. News of the bombing, and this is from the Los Angeles Times, News of the bombing that felled the CBS news crew washed over Baghdad's tight-knit press corps like a tempest this week, evoking waves of anxiety, sadness, resolve, and more than a little dismay. American television journalists covering Iraq confronted the difficult reality that it took the deaths of a cameraman and a sound man and critical injuries to correspondent Kimberly Dozier to help push Iraq back to the forefront of the nightly news back at home. By the end of April, the amount of time devoted to Iraq on the weeknight newscasts of the three major television networks had dropped nearly 60% from 2003, according to an independent Tyndall Report tracking service. Even before Monday's attack in a relatively placid section of Baghdad, some network television correspondents had reached the unsettling conclusion that even as they were risking their lives in the war zone, audiences and producers in America had grown weary of much of the coverage from Iraq. As a matter of fact, ABC correspondent John Berman in Baghdad wrote in his blog recently that he and his colleagues felt like castaways on the network's primetime drama Lost. We have come to the conclusion that no one knows we're here. Earlier, he wrote, there is definitely a sense that the public feels like it knows what's going on here and doesn't want to hear any more about it. Do you think that's the case? Do you think we're losing? Because I got, doing the gay marriage topic, I got tons of email about people like, why don't you get back to more important things like Iraq? This is a tool of the Republican Party, blah, blah, blah. Do you think we're losing? Do you think, not only us, the people who listen to AM 760, but do you think your friends, do you think the American public in general is losing interest in the story of the war in Iraq?
Absolutely, no doubt about it.
Really?
I'm guilty of it. I've experienced fatigue myself. I find myself changing channels when I see stories like such as the Marines incident in November and another one in May. I get the facts and then I move on. I find it very difficult for me to stay with the topic, even though it bothers me deeply. I can't, you know, stop thinking about it, but I find that I'm suffering from fatigue. I wouldn't be surprised if that's something that's nationwide. Sounds like
all right. Who wants to fess up to this at 303-713-7600? Are we suffering from fatigue? I don't find myself suffering from fatigue of it at all. I mean, I read almost all the stories out there, and I think about the thing daily, and I toss over in my head daily about how the hell to get out, and the insane feeling of feeling trapped there, and
I feel trapped.
Watching the death count.
Oh, I'm with you. It's such an overwhelming burden, it seems. It's hard for me, and I'm with you. I think about it every day. I read everything about it, but I understand the fatigue aspect of it, and news is about ratings, and it's so unfortunate to hear these people saying they feel like they're lost out there, that nobody cares, that it took, you know, the Kimberly Dozier incident to bring it back into the news. While at the same time, we're devoting tons of time talking about Aruba and all kinds of silly things. So I'm with you on that.
Too much time spent on immigration?
No, I think immigration's a very, very important issue. I think that's a deceptively important issue.
If you had to choose between the two on the TV networks, if you had to choose between Iraq or immigration, which would you choose?
I would choose immigration. But they're almost neck and neck.
You'd rather hear stories on immigration than Iraq.
I think that immigration, for some reason, is a confluence of a lot of really, really important issues to America. Iraq is super important as well, but there's less debate in my mind. There's a lot less unsettled issues to me about Iraq than there is about immigration. Iraq seems clear to me that...
that we have to get out.
Yes. That preemptive action is never justified. And there's a whole slew of things that, you know, there's no debate in my mind about. But the immigration thing, there's a lot of puzzling aspects about it.
See, I'm not puzzled by immigration at all.
Well, that's because you're Jay Marvin.
What?
What puzzles you?
Ha!
You're studied, man.
No. I don't know. I'm just not puzzled by it. I mean, I think there are answers out there. I don't think there are answers that we want to seek. I think there are hard answers that we don't want to confront.
I'm with you.
As far as Iraq goes, I'm torn up about the men and women that are there. I'm torn up by the whole situation. I'm frustrated by it, and I'm drawn to it. Like yesterday's story about them finding the 9 grizzly heads cut off on the road outside the green zone. I believe it was outside the green zone yesterday. Or maybe it was in Talifar where they found them. I can't remember. And I talked about it yesterday on the air. But I wonder if the public in general is just now accepts it and we're now fatigued by it. But the other thing is, this administration has never, there's never been in this country any call for any kind of sacrifice.
What do you mean?
Well, there's no constant reminder that it's going on in the sense that we have to sacrifice. Like, in other words, in World War II, you had scrap metal drives, right. And you had...
It was a national effort.
Everybody wrote... soldiers overseas, and you had Rosie the Riveter, and mm-hmm. women went to work, and you had all of these kinds of things going on. Now we have basically, when was the last time anybody of either party or anybody actually stood up and said, we're in a war, we're locked in a terrible war, we need to sacrifice. We need to sacrifice. Instead, we're still talking about tax cuts for the wealthy. See what I'm saying?
Talking about a lot of things. You're right. I don't know what there is to sacrifice for me, like as a citizen. I feel in a way that my responsibility has been so compartmentalized and that I'm so detached from what our military is doing and what our government policies are over there. I tend to feel really helpless about the whole situation. Obviously I can't go, drudge up scrap metal.
Well, no, but maybe that's one of the reasons why we feel so detached, because we're not constantly reminded about it, because we don't constantly have something going on. Like, for instance, let's launch a project where every single serviceman gets a letter from home. That would just be an example of something.
That's a great idea. There are programs like that out there.
The USO's got them, but how often are they talked about?
Very infrequently. You're right.
Nothing is ever asked of us.
I can't disagree with you.
So we become disconnected. It's something that's happening not in our backyard unless it involves our families.
That's right. And we tend to be very isolated from the whole thing. Except for those who are affected, those who have family members that are serving in Iraq or Afghanistan. I do. So I feel very affected by it.
Is this a TV war?
Unfortunately, it is a TV war in a lot of respects. And unfortunately, the whole issue has become more of an entertainment issue, I think, than an educational one. So that's part of our problem.
Do we have trouble focusing on more than one thing at a time?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we do.
Americans' attention span is
short.
My pinky.
Yeah, very short. And then we're on to the next thing. All right, 303-713-7600. Is the American public tired of the Iraq War? We'll take your calls coming up at 7:17. 17 minutes after 7, it's Wednesday. That means it's Jay and Todd, and we'll take your calls coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I love hearing from satisfied customers who know the herbs in Kaido Gold really work.
I lost 57 pounds.
Was it difficult?
There was nothing to it.
Well, I started out at 240. Now I'm at 190. As soon as I started taking them, I started losing weight.
I'm Tom Martino with this special. Buy 3 bottles, get 3 bottles free with free shipping. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
It's the easiest diet I've ever been on in my life.
I didn't change my diet. At all.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details, and they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Continue to have financial pain when you can get out from underneath it by dealing with the fine folks at the Mortgage Store. The loan consultants at the Mortgage Store are dedicated professionals who will work with you every step of the way through the home loan process. It's important who you work with. That's why it's important that you call the Mortgage Store. So call them now at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store. They're the folks to work with. And I'll tell you something. You can get a free credit analysis today. They're not there to judge you. They'll just tell you like it is. They're there to help you. You can get a free approval over the phone right now. Get approval over the phone right now. No application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. And let me emphasize once again, interest may be tax-deductible on your loan. Your interest on your credit cards certainly is not tax-deductible. So call the Mortgage Store at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
They're the soundtrack to our summers. They're the Beach Boys on an exclusive new CD only from Hallmark Gold Crown stores. With 7 previously unreleased live classics and 3 new solo tracks. Just $7.95 when you buy 3 cards. Only at today's Hallmark Gold Crown stores.
Get this great Father's Day gift only at participating Hallmark Gold Crown stores while supplies last.
The Bath & Body Works big semi-annual sale is going on now. Save up to 75% on your favorite spa and beauty brands. Everything you love at prices so low, it can only happen twice a year. For a limited time, we've brought back 16 of your favorite scents. They're only available during our big semi-annual sale, and they're only $4 each. This week only, Wallflower Starter Kits and Refills are just $5. The Bath & Body Works big semi-annual sale is going on now. Hurry in. Your favorites are going fast. Select items while supplies last.
Big Head Todd with Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Oh, a little Willie Nelson. All right.
I grew up green.
You like this, Todd?
Just let it run.
Yeah, right.
Cowboy.
Boy, ways. All right, I remember when Willie used to play in airplane hangers with slick back hair. 722, 22 minutes after 7, high today, 91, partly sunny, Jay and Todd, it's the Jay and Todd Show on Wednesday, of course, Jay Marvin, and Big Head Todd, Todd Park Moore, Todd Moore, Mr. Todd.
What's in a name?
What's in a name? It's only in what we think. All right, we're talking about the Iraqi war and whether people are tired of it, because network correspondents are complaining now that coverage is down, and the Tyndall Report, which is an independent tracking service, says that the coverage in television networks has dropped nearly 60%. From 2003, are we tired of hearing about the Iraq war here in the United States, here at home? Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Go ahead, Paul.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Jay, you know me. I really listen to 760 every day. Well, almost every day. See, I'm glad you brought this up because, actually, I've hit the fatigue point. I'm tired of listening to the... I drop back and forth. I'll listen for a day, and then I'll, you know, just listen to music for a day. And, yeah, I've gotten tired of all of it, the immigration issue, the Iraq war, the domestic partnership issue. You know, it's just one negative thing after another. And it's like, where's the good news, you know?
You still care about it, though, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I say, like this morning, I turned on the radio and I'm listening but it's the same old, you know, different day, same, you know what. You know, and you just get tired of it. You get fatigued and worn out, and it's like, I think I'm going to go do something fun and not listen to the news for a day. You know, but yeah, I'll.
But wait a minute, Paul. Are you accusing Todd and I of doing the same old this morning? Because if you are, Paul, you know you're in deep trouble. You're going to get a tongue lashing, Paulie.
Well, man, listen. You know, here we are again talking about death and destruction.
Well, no, yeah, but I'm not. But I'm. But all we're doing is we're just asking you whether you're tired of hearing about it. We're not asking you to discuss the problem of Iraq in general.
No, no, yeah, I am. I've hit the fatigue point with all the issues for a while. You know, it's like. Why don't we get to some solutions and solve some of this stuff instead of hearing about the carnage and treating the illegal immigrants horribly and treating gays and lesbians horribly, and let's get to some solutions.
Hallelujah, Paul. Let's do that.
Solutions.
We have solutions. It's just nobody wants to act on them.
Nobody wants to act on them, right. Everybody plays politics and makes sure they're going to get reelected and, you know, so... I don't know. You know, I'm still tuning in. I haven't tuned out. And you guys are doing a great job. You amaze me, Jay, that you can, you know, come in every day and report on this stuff every day. And, you know, like...
Well, why do you think I'm going to see my shrink this afternoon?
Right.
What do you think? What do you think's behind that, pal?
Going to see you shrinking on meds. Yeah, there we go.
You know, I mean, that's where I'm going to be. Talking about staring into the abyss this afternoon and about why I can't, you know, pull out of it.
Well, there's my solution then, Jay. I'm going to look up a therapist and start taking some meds. There we go.
All right, Paul. Take care, man.
Yeah, you too, Jay.
See you later.
Thanks, Dad.
It's a little like reading Lord of the Flies every day.
1984, George Orwell.
Yeah. Apocalypse Now, watching it every day.
I feel like Winston Smith. Fighting Goldsteinism. I do feel like Winston Smith sometimes.
I don't know who Winston Smith is.
So he's the main character in 1984.
Okay.
You have to read. You haven't read George Orwell. I don't want to embarrass you. You haven't read George Orwell.
I know George Orwell. I know that George Orwell wrote it, but no, I haven't read it.
Oh man!
But that's one thing.
You know what? Here's something we should do. Richard Burton made a movie out of 1984 shortly before he died. He was in this movie in 1984. We should get a copy of it and show it at the Bluebird or someplace
there
and invite people to show up.
That's a good idea.
Have a Todd and have a Jay and Todd movie night.
Okay, I'm into that. That's
you know,
a great idea.
One movie or two, or should we have a double feature?
One movie's great.
Just one.
Yeah.
And so we could either have 1984 or we could have Silver City.
Let's start with 1984.
Let's start with 1984.
Yeah.
Should we put the crack promotions department onto that?
Yeah, let's get them in here and start talking about this.
I mean, I'm serious. Do you guys? We'd have to do it on a weekend. We'd have to do it like a Friday night or a Saturday night or something.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. We'll do that. Movie night. 1984.
You don't even have to play. You can just show up.
Yeah, I love it. I haven't seen it. I need to see it.
So it'll be the Jay and Todd movie night.
I love it.
All money collected would go to some worthwhile charity.
Hallelujah. I think you got a great idea. See, we're coming up with solutions already.
Yeah. We'll move heaven on earth. All right, let's go to Karen Pine. Karen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, talk to us.
I'm just happy to talk to you two again. Okay. I do understand that people get tired of it and they have to take a little, you know, brain break for a little while. But at the same time, you know what I say to most of society who's tired of it? I say, wah, cry me a river. You know, if it were up to me, I would have every single newscast of every single bad thing or good thing that happened interrupt their House and American Idol and just, like, drive them crazy because maybe then they'd want to do something about it. Instead, they want to, you know, put makeup on it. They want to cover up the coverage. They don't actually want to stop what's actually going on. I mean, that just it hurts me that they're saying, oh, well, maybe people are a little tired of seeing it. Well, too bad. You know?
Yeah, it's very troubling, isn't it?
Yeah. So, Yeah, that's just my opinion.
All right,
I mean,
so more Iraqi coverage, not less.
Yeah, more Iraqi. And right, I mean, seriously, right in the middle of American Idol and House and Who Wants to Be, I don't even know what shows are on right now.
Yeah, I don't
but,
either.
I don't watch TV. But, yeah.
All right, we're beginning to lose you. Thank you for the phone call, Kara. Appreciate it. And we got a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. I wonder if the apathy is due to the fact that people feel there's no solution.
Absolutely. I think many of us feel very helpless.
But I feel like there's a solution out there.
I agree, there is. But I think that the general feeling is that it's a total quagmire. That it's just, as you said, staring into the abyss. And maybe there's not enough talk about solutions. Maybe that's why we're kind of growing our apathy about it.
I wonder if the same people who are apathetic about Iraq are also apathetic about George W. Bush. Apathetic in the sense that they don't really believe anything he says. Like when he stands up there and tells us how much better it is, people just shake their heads and go, no, you're not telling us the truth.
I think that there's a credibility issue there, for sure. And does that lead to more apathy? Definitely it does. When we feel like we can't trust our government officials, when we feel like leadership is dishonest with us, that makes me feel helpless.
I mean, in other words, I guess what I'm asking you is, Todd, you think people are burned out on the whole thing?
I think that many, many people are burnt out on it, for sure. I feel guilty about my own fatigue. I know that it's a real thing that a lot of people are dealing with, and I agree with the last caller that we need to figure out how to get more dialogue, more discussion about this, because this, you know, as we just pointed out, this is maybe the number one thing that's facing our nation.
7:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk, one line open at 303-713-7600. Amelia Earhart, fatigue when it comes to the Iraq War, more or less coverage?
I say that's a hard one. Maybe a little more.
There you go.
But more honest coverage.
You don't think the coverage that we get, you don't think it's honest?
No, I think it's completely censored, and they're showing either the best or the worst. They're not showing
the
day-to-day.
You know what gets me is this whole thing about show good news about Iraq. What good news?
I'm not saying...
You know, nine heads laying in the road is good news.
Well,
if we had nine heads laying in the road in Denver, Colorado, if you had nine heads laying on Colfax Avenue, do you think they would show that as good or bad news?
But it depends on what standpoint you're coming from, Jay. Your progress from a liberal perspective means a completely different thing than progress from a conservative perspective.
Well, how can any conservative call that progress?
I'm not saying... No, that's not good news or progress.
Oh, I see what you're saying. In other words, not enough... But you're saying, like, for instance, they would say, well, the news media is not showing enough pictures of us building schools.
Right. I want to see that along with the bad things that are going on so that you can, you know, make your own judgment on the war in a smart way. Because, honestly, if I really wanted to know what's going on over there, I can't go online or go to a newspaper and really find out. I would have to go, and that's just impossible.
Yeah, maybe that's what's contributing to our fatigue. I think it's a great, great take.
What happens if they can't find anything good going on there?
Well, maybe they need to make up some stuff so that we can get engaged.
You see what? You know, don't like the news, go out and make your own. Is that what you're saying? Go out and invent some news?
Whatever it takes to get us engaged, man. I'm not saying that, of course. I'm teasing, but...
Well, there's always, you know, different people... will be intrigued by different things going on over there. You know, some people will watch more news stories about the war if they find out that people are sending soccer balls to the kids, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Yeah.
And then some people will watch if they find out that nine heads are found on the road,
yep.
you know? It's just
what
a different...
What does that say about me? I'm intrigued by the nine heads on the road story.
Well, you're curious.
We need to talk about your childhood.
Yeah, we do.
Well, it all started in a small bungalow in Beverly Hills. All right, 7:33, 27 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive traffic now with Amelia Earhart.
All right, thank you, Jay. Well, we still have a problem across C-470 this morning. It lies eastbound just after Wadsworth. Got three cars tangled up on that left-hand shoulder with minor slowing eastbound on the approach to the wreck. You'll also find some westbound slowing due to curiosity. Now, southbound 25 is jammed up coming out of Thornton and North Glen between 112th Avenue and 84th. Again, heading southbound between 58th Avenue and Spear, and yet again between Alameda and the Broadway Bridge. 6th Avenue is jamming up coming across Lakewood, heading eastbound between Federal and I-25. And across the Boulder Turnpike, eastbounders are now slow between Federal and that 25 interchange as well. Today's forecast calls for a dry day with a high of 95, and currently we're at 73 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
You can shmush a tomato into your nose. You can shmush sand between your toes. You can shmush your tube of toothpaste or shmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can shmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can shmush an orange into juice, and you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to shmush by far is when you go and shmush your car, and I know most people will agree.
You shmush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free shmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational shmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE. F-R-E-E.
Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
7:35, 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. When we no longer burn fossil fuel in automobiles, I can guarantee you Rockies will be right there. But since we do now, Rockies is also there. And if you're looking for the most bang in your buck when it comes to buying an automobile, Rockies is the place to go. Rockies has the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Well, Todd, you've seen the selection.
I've got a Rockies auto hat.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great place. And you know what else? I'll tell you, they got that matching down incentive going on now, up to $1,500. So, you put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and it's like having $3,000 towards your next vehicle. And every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Good friendly people at Rockies?
Very friendly.
Yeah.
Very fair.
My man Spanky waited on you?
He did.
He's a good guy, isn't he?
He is a good guy.
Yeah. They're good people. So get on out there to see them at Rockies. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Rockies Autos, check them out on the Internet at rockiesautos.com or drop by and see them at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
Enjoy a romantic dinner for two for just $59. Where? At the Broca Restaurant downtown. Includes the shrimp bowl salad, prime rib or Alaskan salmon, dessert, and even a bottle of wine. All for just $59 for both of you. Make reservations today at the Broca Restaurant in downtown Denver.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And, of course, since it's Wednesday, it means you've got Todd Park Moore.
Laying down one night.
Boom, boom.
You like this?
I love it. The hooker, baby.
Get it on.
God rest his soul. John Lee.
John Lee Hooker. The man. And you know what? You know we didn't mention Billy Preston died.
That's a big loss. He was, yeah. He was a great artist, great musician. Played with a lot of folks.
Yep, including the Beatles.
Yep, and the Stones.
Yep.
Very few. I have a couple of his solo records.
Yeah, me too.
On vinyl.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Yeah.
All right, Billy. He's up there with Hank Williams and the rest of them. Hi, today, and John Lennon. 91, partly sunny with thunderstorms, and we're talking about the drop in Iraqi news coverage, and whether you think that the public has just flat out had enough. Let's go to Glenn in Denver. Glenn, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, always fun to talk to you. And hey, how you doing, Todd?
Great, Glenn.
Hey, someday you got to tell us a story how you got that name, Big Head Todd. Was your dad mean to you? Said, look at his head. It's got its own gravitational pull or something. I was just curious.
No, that's a good one. I'll have to make up something really good for that. I haven't thought of something yet.
All right, I'm just kidding. I just wondered where that came from. All right. Hey, Jay, I wanted to let you know, sometimes I don't think you realize how important you actually are. And thanks for giving me the soapbox for a couple of minutes. When I was in Florida one time, you told a story about a couple of your buddies, and I want to make a point, and then at the end I was wondering if you could remember the story, and I'll refresh your memory. I was at a bar about a week ago, and a kid was coming through on his way to another state to see his girlfriend or his family, and then he had to go back. He was only in his early 20s, and he'd already served three tours in Iraq in his early 20s, and he was a combat paramedic. He talked to me, and he said he'd already been shot three times, and they're going to return him for a fourth tour.
Mm.
Like, twice they were just through the flesh. He goes, those were no problem. The third one hit me in the shin and shattered my leg, and that one was painful. And then he explained to me how out there the logistics support people and paramedics actually have a $15,000 price on their head because the insurgents or people that are opposed to our occupation feel that is so important that they actually hunt them. And I don't know how much $15,000 is in that country, but I'm sure it's a couple of annual salaries.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And I never knew that. And have you ever heard that on the news? Because
No, I never have.
And I mean, my heart bleeds for these kids. And when I saw a 22- or 23-year-old kid that's got to go back to a war for a fourth tour, where in the past we would rotate people and they would be regular Army. And now it's, 50, 60% guards and reservists?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and here's a president that won't go to funerals. They won't let the mothers photograph their children. I saw a show where they're talking about letters from home, and this woman was just breaking down because she couldn't even see her boy for the last time. If that were my wife, I'd be wrestled down by three Marines while my wife took a photograph or hugged him or kissed him, whatever she wanted, and I'd love to let them spin that one in the news. But I just find it odd that when you talk about sacrifice, it's true. I mean, they don't let them photograph. They don't let them go in. They don't let combat journalists go in anymore like they did in previous wars. You can't just roam out there. It's so freaking dangerous outside the green zone that even the soldiers are... I mean, you watch that Baghdad ER and see how nervous they get whenever they go anything. I mean, it's just amazing to me. And I'm just going to hang up after I let you talk about this, but one last thing. When I was in Florida, and when you start to talk about how important it is, how we treat people, and how we can't just write things into the Constitution randomly because of what you feel people are by just looking at them or what you feel they are behind closed doors. You said a couple of your friends that were from Vietnam one time had come back and they were damaged mentally. And they'd saved up their money and saw a psychologist who said, well, why don't you guys take a vacation or get some time out and just go somewhere for wherever you want. So they saved up their money, went in a duffel bag, got caught in an airport because of the way they looked. Their money was confiscated, never returned to them, and something happened with a suicide or something. It just broke my heart, but I never forgot that story.
Oh, that was the Florida. Yeah, that was the FDA. That was the state of Florida seizing loose money, claiming that it was being used for narcotics, and caught these three servicemen with a duffel bag full of money. And, you know, I don't remember whether they ever got the money back again, but I do know that one of them killed themselves, as far as I remember. And I don't, you know what, that was 20-some-odd years ago. And I'll have to go look that story up and research it and see what came of it. But I remember being on the air, and I remember just being so incensed by it and so angry about it, about victimizing these guys, and about how stupid that whole law, that whole forfeiture seizure law was. I do remember the story. I do remember.
I just wanted to let you know that. I mean, I've been listening to you for a long time, and some of the things that we talk about sometimes seem like they get overlooked. But my feeling about this is, we need more coverage because in the name of these dead boys and girls and the fact that some of these kids are going back for third, fourth, and fifth tours on a never-ending rotation, he said the average temperature out there in the desert is 120 to 125 degrees. I mean, they're burning up. They keep going in, keep doing the same thing over and over, and then we have an administration that even pumps propaganda down our throat trying to explain to us that it's news. And wasn't that a story just recently that they finally admitted that some news companies were printing this as news, and it was true propaganda.
Yeah, that's right. They're being TV stations are being investigated
and
for
I think
running
that's
the information.
What, I mean, that's what incenses me about this, is the fact that, not that they're not covering it, they can't cover it. Their hands are tied. I mean, you can't just go out. I mean, you know what you should do in that combination with that movie you wanted to do, the 1984?
Hmm.
Run either Salvador or The Fog of War.
Good idea.
And Salvador was huge. It's huge on that. You want to talk about combat journalism? That's an amazing movie. It might be James Wood's best performance.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
That is a great movie. All right, Glenn. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, take care.
Thanks. All right. Well,
those are some heavy points.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting that there's a division that seems to be there that keeps news coming to us, or keeps information coming to us. Is that a governmental policy, you think?
I think the government tries very hard to spin the war. I think they try. You know, the government, this government had a policy of beating up on the press, calling the press whiny, accusing them of being lazy and never getting outside the green zone, of basically browbeating them. And that all kind of blew up in their faces with the whole Kimberly Dozier thing.
Right.
So now they've had to stop doing that, because it's obvious that and more journalists have lost their lives in this war than in Vietnam or even World War II, I believe.
Wow.
So the White House has had to stop all of that. I don't know, though. You know, they say the coverage is down, and I'd really like to know what's contributing to it. Jay and Todd on this Wednesday. It's good to have you along. 303-713-7600. And it's 7:44, 16 away from 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We still got a slow go making your way across Highlands Ranch this morning. Got a crash eastbound just after Wadsworth. Got three cars here on the left-hand shoulder. But our bigger problem now lies across the turnpike. Eastbounders are dealing with a four-car crash blocking out the right and center lanes just before Pecos. So as you can imagine, this drive on your approach to I-25 is just going to continue to worsen. Now, outside of these two problems, just heavy traffic across the city. Eastbound I-70 is thick from I-25 to Brighton Boulevard, and across I-225. Southbounders jam up coming across Aurora right around Colfax, and again south of here between Yosemite and I-25. Today's forecast is calling for a warm and dry day with highs up around 95 degrees. Currently, we're at 72 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
An 8-year-old with billions looking for meaningful relationships and wants to meet your financial needs. Colorado State Bank and Trust. Tradition, resources, results. 303-861-2111 or on the web at csbt.com. That's csbt.com.
Randy Rhodes.
Human rights, my ass. We don't care about human beings. We care about corporations. This whole freaking election cycle in 2000 started with a debate about whether or not corporations were people, whether or not they had the right to give campaign contributions, because people can, and corporations are people. When's the last time you went for a mammogram, Amex? You know, when corporations start going for colonoscopies, then they're human.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Recent reports have shown teen drivers at greater risk for fatal accidents. In fact, more American teenagers die in car wrecks than any other way, over 5,000 per year. Caution your kids about drinking, drugs, distractions, reckless driving, and their future records. Because even though you can't go everywhere your kids go, your words can. This is from KD Canopy, specializing in instant setup canopies. Perfect for poolside, concession stands at sporting events or fairs. Log on to kdcanopy.com.
7:46, 14 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You know what? Why is it so difficult when you need to have work done in your home to find reliable people? It's something I've never understood. You know, let me tell you about a great company that you can trust, XL Roofing. Their number is 303-761-6400. Now, these guys get it. Check it out. XL doesn't ask for any money until the job is done and you're happy. And that's the way all contractors should operate, if you really think about it. It's hard to get ripped off when you don't have to give cash up front. Now, these guys offer some progressive products, very progressive products, like shingles that absorb less heat. These shingles will help reduce the heat island effect in our community and will keep your house cooler in the summer. How about solar-powered attic fan or a solar tube that provides free light in your house? When Tom Martino needed a roof, he used XL Roofing. So, you know, you got to know that they do a great job. So, you know what? Get off your half moons and call XL. Call them now, 303-761-6400 or go to their website, xlroofing.com.
If you're living in a space that's too small or too large or too old or just too ugly, here's what you do. Take a 2x4 to the problem, maybe some 2x6s. Heck, just take all your lumber and give it to a member of the American Institute of Architects. We'll design a home that fits your needs and your budget to a T. Call an AIA architect early, so your living space won't be to this or to that, but just right. AIA. Good design makes a difference. Visit AIA.org.
Wouldn't it be great to travel more, visit family, maybe see the Grand Canyon or Niagara Falls? Would winning a pile of money help? We at Econolodge and Roadway Inn Hotels think so. That's why we're holding the Key to a Million sweepstakes. Just go to choicehotels.com and enter for your chance to win up to $1 million. We'll see you there.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 21 or older. Ends 8-1706. For official rules, prize values, and odds disclosure, visit choicehotels.com/official rules. Sponsored Choice Hotels International Services Corp.
Attention, all conservatives.
Ah, got you listening. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
In this studio, animals. Yes. Yes. When the sun really
working, baby.
Don't you love the song?
I do. I've sang it a couple times.
Use in prime.
That's right.
It is.
Now, my girl, you're so young.
I met the brother in London once.
You met Eric Burton?
Yep.
Was he cool?
We were standing right beside him, and my mate Brian goes, "That's Eric Burton." And so we started, like, mouthing to his wife, "Is that Eric?" And she would go, "I'm married. I'm married."
Oh, wow.
So we just said hi and bye. It was one of those. You know how it is.
You didn't walk up to him and say anything to him? Like, man,
hi.
Like, you're the most soulful white man I've ever met?
I said that I was a fan of his, and that was that.
And what did he say? Everybody says that to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, something like that.
Did he? Oh, come on, he did
no,
not. Did he really?
It was a very brief encounter.
He said everybody says that to me?
Something like that, yeah.
Turn this music
thanks,
off.
Man.
Guy, turn this music off. Turn it off.
I'm sure he's a lovely human being. I was just a kid at the time. So.
I hate that. Everybody says that to me.
Everybody says what to you?
No, if you walk up to Eric Burton and you go, "Hey, man, like, I think you're one of the most soulful white people alive," and he says, "Oh, thank you," everybody says that to me. It's like, bone you, man.
Yeah, it was a little like that. I don't think he used those words. I think he just said, you know, "Hey, yeah, I think it's, you know," something like that. But he doesn't want to be bothered. He's Eric Burton.
Well, so what?
I know, I'm with you, but a lot of stars... They've had it. They got psychological problems.
Hey, I got psychological problems, and I'm not a star. What does that tell you?
It tells me you're a good guy.
Well, we don't know about that. All right, let's get back to this talking about Iraq. It's Wednesday, which means it's Jay and Todd, Jay Marvin and Todd Park Moore, and let's go to Alyssa in Wheat Ridge. Alyssa, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Nice dynamic duo you got going there.
Well, thank you. We think it works pretty good.
Thanks, Alyssa.
Yeah. I think that it has not been covered enough, and unlike PBS at night, McNeil Lair NewsHour, they always have the last 5 minutes dedicated to, you know, just the soldiers that have died. And it's very sobering. It's very somber. It's silent. There's, you know, the names, their ages, which is always really sad. And, you know, the towns that they're from, and they're always from these little small towns. And
right.
It's just, you know, it's reality, and I think, you know, maybe if the other stations would show things like that, it would be more effective. And then I heard Al Franken saying one day that Fox, you know, how great they are, don't even have correspondents in Iraq. You know, so they don't even think it's important enough to put correspondents there. And I just think it's sad, you know, that we can't get better coverage and we can't see the realities of war, and... And we need to face it. It needs to be in our face, and it needs to be out there constantly.
No argument here.
Think the public is losing interest in it?
Of course they are. I mean, because we're tired of how the negative outcome is, you know, every day, 20 more people are killed, 20 more, another bomb, another this,
yeah.
another that. It's the same, you know, outcome every day. So you get tired of the same negativity, but I think that the fact that we haven't had to face, you know, the soldiers dying and how harsh it is, maybe we'd be more interested if we knew a little bit more.
That's a great point. I agree with you.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't know how anybody could lose interest in it, but I think you can get, I think you can get jaded by it.
We forget about the human dimension of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. I think you're right. The jaded part, not the lost interest.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, we still may be interested in it, but we have to tune out of it every once in a while.
Well, we just tune out. We just put out the things that we don't. I mean, we have so much crap going on right now that nothing is good. It's like we want some positive things, of course, but it's just too negative.
Do you think it's negative on both sides?
Yeah.
People are tired of the political parties squabbling, aren't they?
Oh,
hallelujah!
I was trying to watch C-SPAN this morning. I mean, C-SPAN was great this morning because it's, you know, they're debating the stupid, you know, same-sex ban, marriage ban. But the pitiful arguing between the senators, and it's the same senators, and it's the same commentary, and it's the same argument. And it's like, come on, get something fresh out there. We're done.
But you know something? I hate to say this. There's a part of me that wants to argue.
I want to argue, but I want someone to listen.
Yeah, there's a difference between debate and arguing, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, but I want to argue. I want to fight. There's a part of me that wants to fight with the Republicans and the GOP.
But see that...
I admit it.
It might not help us, though, will it?
No, I'm like a rooster. I want in the ring. Okay, I'm like a banty rooster. I want in the ring. I'm like a bull who sees a red cape.
Maybe there's a therapy club for... The rooster syndrome.
Well, that's why I'm going to my therapist this afternoon to figure out why it is that I want to fight with these people. No, I really do. I really want to take them on. I want
to
take them on point by point. I want to take them on. I really want to get it on with them.
But you want to win, though. We want to win.
Because I think I'm right. Because I think we're right.
We're right on the issues, but we have to pull people together to get behind our viewpoints. And
fighting's not going to get it.
Fighting ain't going to help it.
Yeah, there needs to be some outcome, and there just hasn't been outcome.
So I should calm down.
No, you should keep fighting. Thank God you're fighting.
We have to use judo. You use the opponent's energy against him.
How very oriental.
Yeah.
All right, Alyssa, thank you for the call. We really appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thanks, you guys.
How do I use the opponent's energy against him?
Well, your opponent always has some things about their argument that are worth preserving, that are good principles, that are well-intentioned, but they have some flaws. And so the way to do it is to take their good points in and say, I agree with you on this and this and this, but on this part you're flawed, and get into that kind of a more of a constructive debate rather than, you know, personal attacks, vitriol. All that stuff.
Well, I don't want to get into personal attacks, but I just want to refute them point by point.
Well, I think that there's a way to do that.
I want them to stop their nonsense.
No, I think that is, it can be included in the debate.
And I'm tired of being pushed around for who I am.
Oh, yeah. Nobody should be pushing you around.
Well, they do, though. They label us as being unpatriotic and un-American and rich elitists. And I'm not a rich elitist. You know me. I'm not a rich elitist.
You're not, and I'm not either, but I'm with you. This point of view gets labeled that, unfortunately, and part of the fodder for getting labeled that are the kind of extreme personal attacks, the irrationality that sometimes gets associated with progressive views.
Are you talking about the Ann Coulter extremism?
Yeah. That's a great example.
Do we have time to play that Ann Coulter thing? I don't think we have enough time to play that. Oh, we'll play it after the news.
Yeah.
We'll play it after the news and people can hear Ann Coulter about the 9/11 widows.
That's not helping us.
All right, can we squeeze another call? Let's see if we can get another call in here. Let's go to Lonnie in Denver who's been hanging on. Lonnie, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Todd, how you doing?
Hi, Lonnie.
This guy really knows how to make my blood flow. As far as the war, and I think it's a matter of frustration with the American populace. We've just... This is kind of like watching a car crash, not being able to do a thing about it, knowing it's wrong, knowing it shouldn't happen, and you're going to see a lot of things bad. And it's so you're frustrated. You don't want to watch it because there's not a thing we can do about it. And the bad thing about it is that the political people in this country that are running this country, you know, the girl was saying that Fox doesn't even have anyone there. Well, that's because President Bush doesn't want them to have anybody there. He's finished with the war. It's not going good for him.
All Fox needs is the White House press conference, right?
What they need is more female anchors in short skirts. That's what they really need.
Right.
Like that floozy Edie tar box or whatever the hell her name is that does that morning show, Fox and Friends.
Well, they might as well just animate. Why don't they have the Simpsons do the move?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, that's about the level they're on. All right, Lonnie, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
We'll continue this topic into the next hour. 303-713-7600, two open phones here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get the good stuff. Even with today's modern engines, an oil change every 3 months or 3,000 miles is still the most important maintenance you can do. And right now at Napa Auto Parts, you can get Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $1.99 per quart. Plus, you can get a sweatshirt featuring characters from the Disney Pixar movie Cars, free by mail, with any case purchase of Valvoline motor oil. Price does not include state and local taxes or recycling fees. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
Bike to Work Day is brought to you by the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program, RTD, Nine News, Panera Bread, Noodles and Company, Colorado Athletic Club, Cliff Bar, Comcast, and the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. Dave Hazy and Thornton, Denver Boulder, and online at am760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. The Senate is scheduled to vote at this hour on a constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage. With supporters conceding they don't have the 60 votes needed to cut off debate, the ban is expected to go down to defeat. But senators are debating the issue right down to the wire. Colorado Republican Wayne Allard says the amendment would undo court decisions that threaten traditional marriage.
A handful of activists have launched a carefully coordinated campaign to circumvent the democratic process and redefine marriage through the courts.
Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin says most Americans just don't care.
When the American people were asked in a Gallup poll in April, list the issues that you think are most important for the Congress to consider, this issue came in number 33.
In Alabama, primary voters passed a ban on same-sex marriage by a margin of 4-1. Southern California voters have elected Brian Bilbray to Congress to replace fellow Republican Duke Cunningham, who's in prison for taking bribes.
The 50th district went Republican. That's not a surprise. The GOP has a huge advantage in this district. The big story is the margin, 49-45%, closer than usual. A win, of course, is a win, but some Democrats feel the close race here means they can put up strong challenges in other GOP strongholds across the country this November.
CBS Steve Futterman in San Diego. A European investigator accuses 14 governments of facilitating the movement of terrorist suspects to secret CIA prisons around the world. He doesn't offer any direct evidence, but Kenneth Roth of Human Rights Watch says that report puts pressure on those governments to explain what they may have done.
The next step is quite clear, according to Dick Marty, the Council of Europe investigator, is for the governments in question, particularly Poland and Romania, to come clean.
The report suggests detainees were dropped off in Romania and Poland. CBS News war correspondent Kimberly Dozier, wounded in a bombing in Iraq last week, should be on American soil in a few hours. She was well enough to leave a military hospital in Germany, but still faces a long period of recovery at the Bethesda Naval Hospital.
She's still on the critical list. Her doctors say that she will have to learn how to walk again. We know from her parents that she has rods in her legs. This is going to be a long and painful journey. And today, a very big step, that flight back to the U.S. to Andrews Air Force Base in the Bethesda Naval Medical Center.
CBS's Sheila McVicker in Ramstein, Germany. The registered sex offender arrested in Tennessee for the murder of Clemson student Tiffany Sowers has agreed to waive extradition back to South Carolina. A suspect in the murders of five people in West Virginia was caught when he stopped to fix a flat tire in Pennsylvania. State trooper who stopped to help ran a license plate check and saw the driver was wanted. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are up 10 points, NASDAQ's up 4. This is CBS News.
Hey, I'm Tom, and today's my ninth day with Prilosec OTC. Because of frequent heartburn, I couldn't even enjoy my kids' games, but with Prilosec OTC, that's all changed. Now, when my daughter's soccer team takes on the Wolverines, I'm there yelling. She really hates that. Imagine, zero heartburn for 24 hours with one pill a day. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. It's day 9 for me. What day are you on?
Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn.
There are infinite dynamics in business. There's the every customer is a repeat customer dynamic. Or the pleased to meet you and here's how we can help you dynamic. Or the old, the customer is always right, even when you know they're wrong dynamic. And to help you master such dynamics, there's Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Friends of a Westminster boy who witnessed his apparent drowning did not tell anyone for more than 24 hours. 15-year-old Patrick Vigil went missing Sunday night while swimming in Spratt Platte Lake in Thornton. His body was pulled out of the lake yesterday afternoon. The three friends witnessed his drowning but did not call police.
That's your friend and you know he's drowning. You stay there with him. They cost my son my life, or his life, and mine now.
The boy's mother telling our partners at 9 News that she can't understand why the friends did not tell anyone. There was another group of witnesses that did call 911, but when officers arrived, they were gone. Police don't believe any charges can be filed. The battle over gay marriage comes to a head today. The Senate set to vote on a constitutional amendment banning same-sex unions. Republican John Kyle.
If we don't do anything, if we stand aside and let the states work it out, as some of my friends have suggested, then the American people are likely to see the institution of marriage redefined against their will.
Critics say Republicans are pandering to their conservative base. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. We still have trouble across the turnpike this morning. Heading eastbound on that approach to Pecos, you'll find slowing all the way back to Sheridan due to a four-car crash on the right-hand shoulder. Both directions of the turnpike are actually slowing due to this problem, but fortunately, it looks like it should be cleared out of the way very quickly. Now, eastbound across 6th Avenue, we had a temporary closure on the ramp to Wadsworth due to a rollover crash. That's now reopened in the area, and our speeds are actually picking up pretty quickly. Now, the rest of the highway drive is jam-packed. Southbound 25 is heavy up on the north end between 112th and 84th. Again, southbound between 58th Avenue and Spear, and yet again, from Alameda, extending down to the Broadway Bridge. Today's forecast calls for dry, warm conditions with highs around 95 degrees, and currently we're at 73 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Go ahead, hit the snooze button again. Now you can express yourself on I-25. If you're driving alone, you can pay with your transponder to use the express lanes and streamline your commute. Go on, sleep in. For a few minutes, anyway. Express yourself. Go to ExpressToll.com.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at PC-Answers.com. That's PC-Answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Roxo, it's hard. I mean, it's hard to take it every single day. Although, you know what? I find myself hanging on it. I don't know what that says about me.
I go for it as well. You know, I've complained of my own fatigue, but I read every story I can find about it.
I'd love to go to Iraq.
I would too. I don't know if we'd be welcome there.
Why wouldn't we be?
Well, maybe we have a different perspective. I don't know how that kind of thing works anyway.
Yeah, I don't know how to get hooked up in that anyway, and I don't think the radio station would do it. But I really would. I've been to the most exotic place I've ever been is Cuba.
You know, Iraq is one of the oldest civilizations on Earth.
I know it.
Between the Tigris and Euphrates. That's the cradle of civilization is Iraq.
I don't know. I find it really hard to give this up. Now, speaking of what's on television and what parades is news, did anybody hear Ann Coulter and Matt Lauer get into it on today's show over the witch's new book?
Pretty funny stuff.
Yeah, let's roll a little bit of that.
In particular, a group that had been outspoken and critical of the administration. These self-obsessed women seemed genuinely unaware that 9/11 was an attack on our nation and acted as if the terrorist attack only happened to them. They believed the entire country was required to marinate in their exquisite personal agony. Apparently, denouncing Bush was an important part of their closure process, and this part is the part I really need to talk to you about. These broads are millionaires, lionized on TV and in articles about them, reveling in their status as celebrities and stalked by grieferazzis. I've never seen people enjoying their husband's death so much.
Yes.
Because they dare to speak out?
To speak out using the fact that they're widows. This is the left's doctrine of infallibility. If they have a point to make about the 9/11 Commission, about how to fight the war on terrorism, how about sending in somebody we're allowed to respond to? No. We always have to respond to someone who just had a family member die.
But aren't they the people
because then
in
if
the
we respond,
of the story?
Oh, you're questioning their authenticity. No,
so
the
grieve,
story
but
is
grieve quietly.
No, the story is an attack on the nation.
And by the
that
way,
requires a foreign policy response.
And
that
by
does
the way,
not entail
they also criticized the Clinton administration for their failures leading up to 9/11.
Not the ones I'm talking about. No.
But
no,
is
no.
your message to them
no, no,
just
no, they were cutting commercials for Kerry. They were using their grief in order to make a political point while preventing anyone from
if
responding.
If you lose a husband, you no longer have the right to have a political point of view?
No, but don't use the fact that you lost a husband as the basis for your being able to talk about it while preventing people from responding. Well, let Matt Lauer make the point. Let Bill Clinton make the point. Don't put up someone I'm not allowed to respond to without questioning the authenticity
of
their
apparently you are allowed to respond to them.
Well, yeah, I did.
Right, so in other words...
But that is the point of liberal infallibility, of putting up Cindy Sheehan, of putting out these widows, of putting out Joe Wilson. No, you can't respond. It's their doctrine of infallibility.
Well, what I'm saying is
have somebody else make the argument.
I'm saying is I don't think they've ever told you can't respond. So why can't they
make
their
you're getting
point?
Testy with
no,
me.
No, I'm just... I think it's a dramatic statement. These broads... You know, are millionaires
yeah,
stalked by grief
for
Rachel? I've never seen people enjoying their husband's death so much.
They're all over the news.
The book is called Godless, The Church of Liberalism, Ann Coulter. Always fun to have you.
Always fun to have you. Always fun to put a lunatic on a primetime news and magazine show.
It's the opposite of constructive debate, isn't it?
It's lunacy.
The anti-debate. The anti-diet.
And her whole liberal fallacy thing is wrong, too, because nobody does it more than the right. The right loves to dredge up ex-soldiers and people in the military and stick them up there and put them up there as talking heads. As a matter of fact, I bet you people don't remember this, but this was like last year, I think it was, or maybe the year before, that they caught a spokesperson in the White House coaching those poor people in Iraq on how to respond to president when he was going to go up there and talk to them.
That's right. It's propaganda.
Exactly. All right, let's get back on the phones, and we'll go to Kelly Jo in Boulder. Kelly Jo, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I have to say, first of all, Jay, I listen to you every morning. I've called
thanks.
In a couple times,
And Todd, I had no idea that your speaking voice is as sexy as your singing voice. So I'm thoroughly enjoying the program this morning.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But I have a theory on the whole coverage of Iraq, and why people aren't are they're saying that people have fatigue. I think it's actually disenfranchised Republicans that don't want to admit that they're wrong or jump ship. I saw it with my in-laws just this last weekend. They were here. They voted for Bush both times. They both think he's doing a lousy job. They both thought he was doing a lousy job and still voted for him in 04. They've stopped watching the news. They just have kind of tuned out.
It's an interesting point. My heart goes out to the disenfranchised Republicans.
There may be a lot of Republicans out there, and maybe some of them are listening here, I don't know, who feel like they've lost control of their own party and have no place to go.
There are many. I don't think it's a small number. I think there's a lot of people in the middle that feel that way on both sides of the aisle.
Right, right. But that's just my theory on the whole Iraq war weariness or whatever.
So they're tired of hearing about the bad news, so they just don't want to watch it.
Yeah, because they feel like, I'm sure they feel responsible, or I would hope that they feel responsible to some extent for voting for him when they thought he was doing a bad job to begin with. And that is absolutely the case with my in-laws. Just they hated Kerry. He's my father-in-law's a Vietnam vet, and he just has this weird attitude about Kerry and just absolutely wouldn't vote for him, even though he thought Bush was doing a terrible job. And there's just no talking to him about it.
Wow. All right, Kelly Jo, thanks.
Thanks.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600. I wonder if the people who voted for Bush and thought that the war was a good idea and voted for Bush because of the war, and now that the war has gone sour, I wonder if those people feel responsible in any way, shape, or form for the situation we're stuck in.
I think that's a great point. I feel responsible. I think we all should feel responsible, but I think that there's a lot of Republicans that have probably started to begin to wonder whether the policy in Iraq is working, and I'm sure that there has to be some feeling of culpability there.
Are there any Republicans out there who feel like they're responsible? I voted for the guy. I put him in office, and look where he got us, and I guess I'm part and parcel of it because I supported the whole WMD thing, and I supported the whole idea.
Well, we all pay taxes, so we all have certain responsibility there, I think.
All right, let's go to Morissette. I've got the name right. Morissette, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I have a cold like you do.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
My name is Morissette.
Oh, I'm sorry, Morissette.
That's okay. Why, Jay, I'm glad you're talking about what you're talking about today. It's very important. I strongly feel that this administration is very good at dividing us. And during a war, an administration has always worked very hard to unite the people.
That's
not
true.
Divide them. The proof of this division is going on right now in Congress, in what they're talking about instead of what they should be talking about. The people are purposely being divided, and I think the Atlantic Monthly was right. It's because of Bush's brain, Karl Rove. He knows how the people think. He knows how to move them in one direction or another. We are totally divided. And, Jay, I can't say it strong enough. I think this is the most dangerous period in our entire history. And I don't know how to emphasize that, but it's very important that your program is on the air. It's very important that other people are being heard, except instead of the propaganda that we're getting every day. And another thing that is very, very worrisome is the newspapers. Since the newspapers are owned, I think I'm right, primarily by Republicans, we are getting very little news in the newspapers about this war. It's being spoon-fed to us, and a lot of it is...
Yeah, the Times, the New York Times and the Washington Post every once in a while show brilliance when it comes to this. But you're right, by and large, most newspapers are not... Most journalists are not It seems like the journalists, for the at least for the first 6 years of this administration, have been asleep.
Yep.
Now maybe they're waking up.
I hope so. Oh, Jay, I hope so.
All right.
Keep up the good work, Jay.
Thank you, ma'am, and hope your cold goes away.
Oh, I hope yours goes away.
I do, too. See you later. All right.
See, we need more passion like that.
Yeah,
that's
we do.
That's what we need.
We do. We need to get more passionate about this. One line open at 303-713-7600. Is there apathy towards the American public and the Iraqi war? You know what? I keep wanting to slip and say the Vietnam War.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah. What does that bumper sticker say? What is it? Iraq is Arabic for Vietnam?
I wish there were less truth in it.
Yeah, I do too. It's Jay and Todd, and it's good to have you along here. 818, 18 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Finally, a mortgage banking firm you can trust to help you buy the home of your dreams or refinance without outrageous closing costs. Encore's experienced financial consultants will educate you on how to get the best loan. Encore's commitment to 100% customer satisfaction is attained by meeting clients 7 days a week, face-to-face. If you're ready for a relationship with a mortgage banker approved by the Better Business Bureau that will put your interests first, call Encore at 720-266-4917 now. That's 720-266-4917.
You can smush a tomato into your nose. You can smush sand between your toes. You can smush your tube of toothpaste or smush some wine around your buds of taste. You can smush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can smush an orange into juice, and you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to smush by far is when you go and smush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You smush your car? It's Professional Auto Body. Call Professional Auto Body and get your free smushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational smushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE.
Boulder is on the air because they care.
819, 19 minutes after 8 at AM 760, Progressive Talk, the Jay and Todd Show. Most dogs are still puppies in their minds and body through the first 2 years, and that's certainly true with our Welsh Corgi Coco, who definitely is a puppy at heart. And one of the things that's made her a puppy and has given her so much energy has been Purina One. But listen, you don't have to take my word for it. Here's Charlene and her puppy, Casey.
Casey is a golden retriever. She's very energetic, very people-oriented dog. She likes to be with her people and be as close to you as she can. The reason I switched her over from her first dog food when she was a puppy was because it just didn't seem like it agreed with her. I had actually tried a few different dog foods, and what I came down to was the Purina One puppy food, and I noticed a difference in her coat. It looked shiny, and I don't think she was losing as much hair. It seemed like she was having more fun going to obedience school, and like she was picking up things better.
You know, your puppy depends on you to take care of him or her, and Purina One can help with the two puppy formulas to choose from, growth and development formula or large breed puppy formula. Both are made with DHA, a nutrient also found in mother's milk for vision and brain development. Real lamb and chicken is the first ingredient, and both are made with rice to be gentle on the puppy's stomach. So try Purina One and see the healthy difference in your puppy. And if you got a puppy or an adult dog, there's a Purina One formula that's just right for you, no matter what the age. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK today to take the Purina One 30-day challenge. And you'll get a coupon for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. And you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Petco, where the pets go.
They're the soundtrack to our summers. They're the Beach Boys on an exclusive new CD only from Hallmark Gold Crown stores. With 7 previously unreleased live classics and 3 new solo tracks. Just $7.95 when you buy 3 cards. Only at today's Hallmark Gold Crown stores.
Get this great Father's Day gift only at participating Hallmark Gold Crown stores while supplies last.
The Bath & Body Works big semi-annual sale is going on now. Save up to 75% on your favorite spa and beauty brands,
Everything you love at prices so low, it can only happen twice a year. For a limited time, we've brought back 16 of your favorite scents. They're only available during our big semi-annual sale, and they're only $4 each. This week only, Wallflower Starter Kits and Refills are just $5. The Bath & Body Works big semi-annual sale is going on now. Hurry in. Your favorites are going fast. Select items while supplies last.
The Denver Center Theater Company presents Crowns, a gospel-infused musical celebrating the legacy of African-American women in their church hats. A hit at theaters across the country, critics are calling Crowns a soul-stirring, hip-swaying spectacle. Don't miss the laughter, the tears, and exhilarating music of Crowns at the Denver Center Theater Company. For tickets, call 303-893-4100 or buy and print your tickets online at denvercenter.org.
Held over through June 18th. For tickets, call 303-893-4100.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in celebrating the GLBT community at the 2006 Pride Fest Denver. Join us at Civic Center Park on Saturday, June 24th for Family Field Day with events for adults, children, and pets. On Sunday, June 25th, the festivities start at Cheeseman Park with the Pride Fest Parade and ending at Civic Center Park with a festival and rally. For more information on the weekend's events, log on to am760.net. Celebrate Pride, not prejudice, with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk, high today 91, partly sunny, thunderstorms, the Jay and Todd Show, Jay Marvin and Todd Park Moore of Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
Pumping up the jams.
Yeah, and you'll be at Red Rocks this Saturday night.
Couple tickets left.
Couple of tickets left. Join us. We're all going to go out there and party.
I'm going to play for almost 3 hours straight.
For 3 hours
it's
straight?
It's going to be our longest Red Rocks performance ever.
For 3 hours straight?
Just about.
So, do you get tired towards the end of that?
It's exhausting. I'll kid you not.
Then what happens after 3 hours? You go home and go to sleep?
Yeah, you got it.
I'd say you're out of steam.
That's right.
Hell, man, I do 4 hours here every morning.
Well, you're a bigger man than I.
Yeah, in more ways than
you
one.
Got the stamina.
Yeah, sure. I love myself in for that one. All right, we're talking about the apathy towards the Vietnam War. Let's get back on the phones. Here's Dave in Boulder. Dave, you're on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Good morning, Todd. I'm a big fan. Good to hear you.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, I just wanted to comment real quick. You played that little snippet of our good friend Ann Coulter and Matt Lauer on Monday morning.
Right.
A buddy of mine went to law school with her at the University of Michigan, and so I picked up the phone money and gave him a call and said, does she really believe that? And his comment was, you know, sadly, I don't believe she does. She's always been a fairly outrageous character, and she's just nothing more than a shill for the right wing that found a pretty blonde that's reasonably bright and is willing to say absolutely outrageous things that that I really don't think she believes. And that probably makes it worse than if she actually believed that poison that she spews.
Yeah, there's a living to be made from grandstanding, unfortunately.
And it's very sad. I mean, anybody that picks up Al Franken's book, The Lying Liars book, I think a third of the book went to discrediting Ann Coulter and her complete lack of research when she says things. And the fact that we continue to see her on national shows is very sad. And I think it's a contributing factor to what you're talking about this morning. It's more interesting to watch somebody like that just go off than it is to really get behind and get into what's going on in Iraq and the disaster that we've created over there.
Yeah, she thinks she was asked by Lauer for what we were doing in Iraq was okay, and she said we're doing all the right things.
Well, and then he pulled out that clip and showed that she absolutely contradicted herself from the last time she was on the show, and she just kind of shrugged it off. And yet somehow this is a person that people buy their books and believe that they're, you know, any type of thoughtful commentary of any kind. It's one thing to disagree. It's another thing to just grandstand and be outrageous. And I just find it sad that a Today Show on NBC News, a Matt Lauer, gives somebody like that any airtime whatsoever.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. Dave, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, keep up the good work, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay. Let's go to, is this Michelle on line two? Michelle in Longmont, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Jay and Todd. Todd,
hi.
I saw you in Boulder when I was in college in the early 90s, and I've loved you ever since. You're great.
Cool, thanks.
But the reason I was calling, Jay, you had asked if there were any disenfranchised Republicans out there listening, and I am one of them.
Mm.
And to be honest with you, there's a couple things that kind of bug me about this whole coverage on the Iraqi war. Number one is I had a dear friend who served two tours over there in 2003 and, or 2002 and 2003, and then got out, went back over there as a contractor because he saw the way of life and the way that things were in Iraq. Didn't really go over there for the money, although I'm sure that was attractive, but went over there honestly to help those people over there because that was the kind of guy. He was killed last May, and he was a guy from here in Lafayette, just one of the best guys in the world. And do I feel responsible for his death? I don't feel personally responsible for his death. Do I feel some responsibility for the fact that we're over there and I voted for Bush twice? Absolutely. Does it make me sick to my stomach? You bet it does.
Mm.
So,
well, at least you're brave enough to speak up about it.
It's embarrassing. I mean, I'm doing it anonymously on the radio because it's embarrassing to talk about it.
Well, you can excuse me, it's my cold. You can work to undo what you've done.
Oh, and I'm speaking out about it now, you bet. I mean, after Todd was killed, that was it. I mean, you know, that was, and it didn't just take losing somebody close to me. It took that plus everything else, and it's outrageous to me. Absolutely outrageous. And you bet I do feel both disenfranchised and embarrassed, and that's what it is.
Well, we'll get together and change this. We'll turn it around.
Yeah, let's turn it around. We can turn it around in November.
I hope so.
All right, Michelle. So,
you guys are doing a great job. Thanks a lot.
You're very brave. Thank you for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, that's quite an admission. That's quite a call.
That's rationality and candor combined.
Yeah, exactly. And there's got to be more people out there like her who feel the same way, who feel that, you know, that they just feel deserted by their party, and also that they feel like, well, I voted for the guy. I mean, I guess I hold some responsibility for it.
I think there's got to be if Bush's ratings are at 36% and the country's 50-50, well, there's 15% of the Republicans probably are.
Yeah, actually, he's gone up a little bit in the Gallup poll. I have this around here somewhere. I don't know where I did.
But like a shade of a point?
Yeah, maybe 3 or 4 points, maybe.
3 or 4 points is a lot.
Well, hang on. Hang on, let me look through my pile of junk here and see if I can find it. Let me see.
He probably got it from the gay marriage stuff. Gave him a little burst of energy.
I think I did it, or maybe I had it. Maybe immigration did it. I had it somewhere about Bush going up. Let's see. No, I guess I can't find it. It is, though. It's in a Gallup poll. He has gone up. He has inched up somewhat, but not significantly, but up somewhat. But he's still, you know, way below where he should be. Yeah, here it is. I found it amongst all my paperwork. The latest USA Today Gallup poll update on George W. Bush's presidential approval job rating finds that 36% of Americans approve of the job Bush is doing, while 57% disapprove. This represents a modest improvement in that measure from recent weeks, finding mirrored in several other national surveys. So in early May, just 31 approved of Bush. Now it's up to 36.
Hmm.
But if there's a plus or minus error point of 4, wouldn't that make it 1?
Well, it sounds like there's other polls that are reflecting the same thing, so maybe it's a legitimate.
All right, maybe we should ask that question. Why has he gone up?
Maybe,
what's caused that? Immigration?
Maybe all is quiet on the Western Front.
I don't know. It's one line open at 303-713-7600, and then coming up after 9 o'clock, we're going to open phones. It's 8:31, 29 minutes after 9. I don't know, Amelia, why do you think that Bush has gone up a couple of points?
There's probably no good answer. It's summertime. Maybe people are like, I'm happy, you know.
Do you think it's summertime?
Do you think
maybe summertime and the living is easy, baby.
Yeah, you know, you're like, whatever, status quo.
We had that by Billy Stewart. In the summertime from Porky and Bess. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Don't you remember that song, you guys?
It's a recording room. We got you.
In the summertime when the living is easy, babe.
Two rock stars in one morning show.
Don't you remember that? Nobody remembers that song? Okay, so I'm too old. No one gets it. And Turk can't find it either, can you? Because it's not in there. I Want in the Summertime by Billy Stewart. Now come on, little baby. It's not in there? No, it figures.
It's an American classic.
We have the like the lamest No, not Mungo Jerry. God, not Mungo Jerry in the summertime.
I like this, though.
This song sucks. I mean, this really blows. Ah, cool 105. Here's Mungo Jerry for the 10 millionth time. Oh, and I hit the post, too. See, I could be a disc jockey. You start that over again, I hit the post. On cool 105.
Stick to politics, Jay.
Hi, I'm cool 105. We blew out our morning show. Call and ask us why. Never mind. That song sucks. Whatever happened to Mungo Jerry?
I don't know.
That's exactly the point. Where'd he go?
He went where all the other where'd they go guys go.
Maybe he's in the green zone in Iraq.
I hope so.
I hope not, too. That'd be a good way to torture the Al-Qaeda detainees.
Now, there's a strategy.
You know,
there's a solution.
I'm playing it over and over again. Okay, I'm going to get in trouble. No, not this one.
Is that my traffic bed?
Not this one either. It's Cozy FM, where we play the dullest music in the universe, and over again at Cozy FM. Oh, God. You hear this in hairdressers, in ice cream parlors and hairdresser places, except the signal fades in and out and goes... Right? So you want to save the guy behind the counter. Hey, could you, like, tune the radio in, man? How do these guys live with themselves after having make this kind of music?
They were at the right time in the right place, and they're just...
No, they didn't answer my question.
They're psyched. They're happy. He's making a dollar right now.
Jasmine,
you're putting a buck
mind.
In this guy's pocket.
Hey, you know what, Jay?
What?
People are going to change their stations to Cozy if we don't do the traffic.
Yeah,
right,
let's do the traffic.
All right, let's do the traffic. Amelia wants to do the traffic.
All right, thanks, but keep the song playing beneath me, please. All right. Well,
in high-definition stereo.
Okay. Now, transitioning. We've got a couple new problems on our side streets this morning. Got a train versus a car at Santa Fe and Mississippi with lots of police activity in the area, so that's going to cause us a lot of slowdowns here as the morning continues. That accident investigation is just now getting underway. Now, across southbound Peoria, just north of I-70, watch for a four-car crash. The intersection of Sheridan and Dartmouth also dealing with a wreck in the intersection here as well. Now, the rest of the drive is slowly thinning out, but you still will find those heavy speeds. Southbound 25, thank you, Jay, right between 104th Avenue heading down towards 84th, again between 58th Avenue and Spear, and yet again heading southbound between Alameda and the Broadway Bridge. Today's forecast calls for highs up around 95 degrees, and we're currently at 74 degrees in Denver. That nice summertime weather.
Damn radio.
Amelia Earhart with your AM 760.
High definition.
Yeah. Talk to you guys soon.
June, choose how you want to save at your Chrysler dealer. Get 0% APR long-term financing on most Chrysler vehicles, like the 5-star crash test-rated Chrysler Pacifica or Town & Country, or a huge cash allowance of up to $4,000. See your Chrysler dealer for details.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the 2006 Boulder Market. Support your local community, artists, musicians, and businesses at this unique and diverse outdoor market. For more information, log on to am760.net.
This computer is driving me crazy.
Relax. From less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and make your computer run like new.
Call PC Answers today, 303-548-1414.
Do you have a home improvement project? House need painting? Need a new roof? Building a deck? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Colorado's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. Call 303-660-9669 and take the guesswork out of your next home improvement project. Register to win a home makeover in the Best in Class Ultimate Home Makeover Contest. Log on at callbestinclass.com. Weekly winners and one grand prize winner. Sign up now at callbestinclass.com.
Oh, it's 8:36 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 36 minutes past 8. Hey, you know what? I've been talking to you for a while now about Icon Laser Center, and I've been telling you about how Icon Laser Center has been making LASIK safe and affordable for as little as $4.99 per eye. Well, you know, some of these LASIK places in town want you to believe that in order to have safe LASIK surgery, you got to pay more, but that's just not true. What they don't tell you is Their procedures cost more, not because they're better, but because of their own overhead and LASIK machine rental fees. You see, Icon owns all of their own LASIK equipment, so there's less overhead, and they can pass on the savings to you. Don't believe the hype that only an expensive clinic can perform safe LASIK. It's just not true. Visit Icon on the web at icondenver.com or call to set up a consultation today at 720-524-1001. The number again is 720-524-1001, and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at ExcelRoofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Summertime.
Well, yeah, this is kind of it. Right, this is kind of it.
It is. Not bad.
8:39, 21 minutes away from 9 o'clock. J. Marvin and Todd Parkmore, Big Head Todd, the Monsters, and it's Wednesday, so it's the Todd and Jay Show.
We've established that summertime is the reason for the rise in polls for President Bush.
You think that's what it is? Summertime is the reason that it's happening.
Yep.
All right, 303-713-7600, apathy about the Iraqi war, and I slipped last time and said Vietnam War, but apathy about the Iraqi war and war coverage, the polls show, or at least the study shows, that coverage is down by almost, 60% now?
It's extraordinary.
And it's extraordinary. I mean, why would that be happening? Let's go to Mike and Bailey, who's been hanging on. Mike, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Jay. Glad you're out here doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
We need some truth out here. Todd, I look forward to seeing you this weekend.
All right.
We need more coverage. I'm a vet from NAM. And when you have press coverage being blocked like it is now, I can guarantee you there are war crimes going on in that country. And the reason this is all happening is because the troops are getting frustrated. They're not being supported properly. They're being ill-equipped. When you see friends getting maimed, killed, etc., you get frustrated. You turn a blind eye to acts of, like, killing kids, women, etc. What's the travesty is when you listen to the Republicans and so many of the talking heads, you hear about how the press and everything is the liberals. If you look at who really owns all the news coverage, who's putting it out there, it's almost all conservative owned. And when you talk about how his ratings just have kind of bumped up, how else do you prepare to try and get your base pumped up to get out here and vote for more Republicans who are going to keep the lid on the truth, not allowing the press to go out and really do their job? You know, it's like you pointed out earlier about Fox. Fox gets up here and reports about all this stuff, and they don't even have a correspondent in Iraq. The only way we got out of NAM was the truth was being put out in front of the American people. And until that starts happening, you're going to have a lot of apathy. As far as I'm concerned, we aren't the American people. We're the American sheeple, because they just they bleat along. They buy into what they're being told. They don't want to know, because if they know what's going on, then they have to hold either themselves accountable or the people that they put into office accountable. They didn't get there, you know, just by a snap of the finger or whatever. They got up and they misrepresented all sorts of issues. They pandered to their base, and basically, when you don't have coverage, news coverage, this is going to be allowed.
Well, people have no way of finding out.
That's the whole thing. The newspapers are controlled by conservatives. Most of your radio stations, this is all big conglomerations. Look at one of the biggest owners of radio and television is Rupert Murdoch. This is a conservative. Do you really think that the truthful information is being presented to the American people?
Well, no, probably not, but I don't know how much of that plays into the fact. All right, let me ask you this. I'll ask both of you this. Todd, I ask you this. I ask this to you, Mike. How much can the American people, how many times can you sit down in front of the television set, unless you're a sick, twisted fool like I am, and every single day watch these bad stories, this negative coverage about terrible things going on over there, and being able to read about this stuff every day? How much can you take it?
Not very long. And
then you want to go look at something else. Wouldn't it be easier to watch American Idol?
I've never even seen an episode.
I never have either, but
I don't care to speak to that.
I've never seen it either, but I'm just asking the question. Todd, what do you think?
Well, I think Mike's made a lot of powerful points. And regarding the media, I've always felt like the whole Republican, liberal, you know, everybody points the finger and saying the media is too conservative, it's too liberal. I just look at media as being entertainment. I don't know how much the politics part of it has to do with. And the part that you hit on has to do with that, which is, what is the public disposition to all this? And it seems to me that one of the important things that's being brought out here is that we need to be more hardwired. We need to figure out how to humanize this thing again and to be more connected to it.
When the press was reporting about the 911, the Trade Center getting rammed, you noticed how we humanized all the victims running away from the site?
Yes, we look for human interest stories. That's
okay.
Right.
Now, you go and try and find coverage of some Iraqi woman coming out of a little village that was just attacked because there was, quote-unquote, insurgents in this village, carrying her baby with arms blown off, guts blown all over the place. Do you see any kind of coverage like that?
Yeah, we do see
that's
some.
Humanized.
We do see some, not much, but there is some out there. I have seen some. Listen, Mike, I've got to run. Thank you for your service to the country, and thanks for the call.
Thanks,
okay.
Mike.
Okay, and I should learn to say we've got to run.
Yeah.
Not I, because it's just not my show.
I'll run with you. You can say that.
It's the Jay and Todd show on Wednesdays. 8:45, 15 away from 9, 303-713-7600. And I don't know, if you ran a clip of a car crash over and over again, how long do you think it would be before people would turn the TV off and stop watching?
It's not engaging, is it, after so many times of seeing it?
Isn't that kind of what Iraq is, though? Isn't it kind of a car crash?
It is a car crash, and that's why it's revolting to watch over and over again. But we got to figure out a way to change the way that it's being reported.
All right, more of your calls coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Thunder Mountain Harley-Davidson invites you to spend a night under the stars with the one you love. Your classic rod.
Your killer motorcycle.
Thunder Mountain Harley will be hosting Hot Rod Night every Wednesday and Hogs and Hooters Bike Night every Thursday. Join us as we rock out to live music at the brand new Thunder Mountain Amphitheater and enjoy food and beer specials at the neighboring Hooters. Join us every Wednesday and Thursday from 5 to 9, starting May 17th and 18th. Thunder Mountain Harley-Davidson, Colorado's premier Harley dealership. Up I-25 at Crossroads Boulevard. Online at ThunderMountainHarley.com.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at PC-Answers.com. That's PC-Answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Whether or not corporations were people, whether or not they had the right to give, campaign contributions, because people can, and corporations are people. When's the last time you went for a mammogram, Amex? You know, when corporations start going for colonoscopies, then they're human.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Learn anything and everything you ever wanted to know about home financing with mortgage expert Ken Michaels. Listen to Mortgage Makeovers, the talk show that guides you through the financial maze. Ken Michaels, the president of First Nationwide Lending, has over 20 years' experience in helping people with less than perfect credit. If you have loan issues or just want some free advice, tune into Mortgage Makeovers live this Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. and call in with your questions.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we don't think you should ever settle for a routine breakfast sandwich. So let's say you're driving to work holding your fast food egg muffin combo. How do you make it into something worth eating? First, get rid of that spongy egg patty. Just throw it out the window. It's biodegradable. Probably. Replace it with a fluffy bacon and scallion omelet. Next, exchange that bland muffin for a fresh baked hollow roll. Peel off the processed cheese, flip it onto the road, and replace it with a layer of real Swiss. Finally, add a spicy chili schmear. So now you've got absolutely nothing you started with. Instead, you're holding the new Spicy Elmo from Einstein Brothers, where we make what just may be the world's greatest breakfast sandwiches. You're probably also holding a littering ticket. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
8:49, 11 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, that's in front of 9 o'clock. High today, 91, partly sunny with some thunderstorms. Hey, if you own your own home and you also owe money, there's nothing wrong with that. The average household owes anywhere between $7,500 to $12,000 in credit card debt. And you can try as hard as you must to get those payments, to get those balances down. But the rates are not low on credit cards. They give you a teaser rate when you first go in for the first 6 months, but then the rates go up to 14 to 22%. Well, the Mortgage Store Loan Consultants can show you how to pay off high-interest credit card auto loans and credit cards and auto loans and combine them into one monthly payment. Now, maybe you've made mistakes with money. Well, you know what? There's a lot of us that have gotten in trouble before, and it doesn't make you a bad person. It just makes you human. Whatever the case, call 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, and the professionals at the Mortgage Store will be there for you. You can get a free credit analysis today. Get approval over the phone right now. No application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs, and your interest may be tax-deductible on your loan. Your interest on your credit cards is definitely not tax-deductible, so you're barking up the wrong tree there. There's no reason to pay 14 to 22% to have that economic pain on your back to have to worry about making those bills every month when the Mortgage Store can help you out and can do the best for you. Now, they'll work with you every step of the way from the very beginning until the time you close. That's the kind of folks they are. They're there for you. They'll return your phone calls. Their Mortgage Store is not just a banker. They underwrite and approve their own home loans right here in Colorado, so they can make the process fast and easy, and you can get approval right over the phone. A loan consultant will work with you right there to help you. All you have to do is give them a call at 303-423-7171. I'll give you the number again, 303-423-7171. So if your back is against the wall financially, if you own your own home, there's no reason that you should find yourself in this position. Why not alleviate the financial pain and do something about it now with the pros from the Mortgage Store? 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
Meet Tom and Sheila, two local business owners.
My business is manufacturing replacement parts for drill presses. It may not be that glamorous, but it's all mine.
Owning a catering business can be unpredictable. Some days I end up with egg on my face in more ways than one, but I still love it.
Business owners like Tom and Sheila are passionate people. They have the courage to go out on their own and put themselves on the line, but it's not always easy. And Citywide Banks understands because as a locally owned bank, we've been there too. So when you apply for a loan with us, you'll get a decision in a matter of days. When you call us with a question or a request, you won't get a menu of options. You'll get an experienced banker who understands your business. And when you open an account, you'll have a dedicated banker who can provide financing advice and recommend cash management tools to save you time and money.
Citywide Banks really knows my business, and that's why they're the right bank for me.
Discover business banking with the human touch. Citywide Banks, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Anger.
Oh!
Smiles,
my favorite Hendrix song.
Metallic purple armor.
Do you like this?
I thought you said Hey Joe was your favorite.
No, this has got to be one of my all-time favorites. His phrasing.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Beautiful.
See, we should just let this play on at 8:52. AM 760 Progressive Talk, the Jay and Todd show. Listen to this. Boy, does that bring back memories.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Strange taste in your mouth.
I was in the womb at that time, my friend.
Strange taste in your mouth. Yeah. Newport Beach never looked so good, did it? Ooh, yeah.
I was a baby. I missed it.
Not me. My wrist. Yeah. Well, I could just listen to this all day, and I could have one huge, gigantic bash flack. Yeah. Right. I just want to hear the. I want to get the song to get to the point where he does the where the drum solo is and it's phased. Can you do that? Can you speed it up to the point where the drum solo is phased? Can we get that? Where it goes. I mean, it is so. That's so.
I don't know if they'll get it in mono. I don't.
Here it is. Listen. Jack it up.
Oh yeah.
I'm telling you what, man, that's Joshua Tree, California, 1968. And there were no fireworks going off that July, at least outside. They were inside. Okay, we better move on before I totally, completely sink my career. Listen to that. Turn up, man. That's just so great.
It is great.
Why don't they play this stuff on the radio anymore?
That's a $100,000 question.
I mean, why does radio suck so bad?
We could spend an hour talking about that.
You know what? Let's do it between 9 and 10. We talk about why music radio sucks and they won't play this music. Even the satellite services won't play this. Listen to that. That is so... That's like rolling around on a blanket with your girlfriend. Never mind. So where were you last night, dear? I was out camping near Joshua Tree with the boys' mom.
Yeah, true progressive talk.
Well, you know something? This is another topic. Not to cut off the Vietnam topic, but this is another topic. Why do adults in the ages of their 50s suddenly now hide from all of that? Oh, what, me? I never did any of those things. I don't know anything about any of that.
I thought that's something to be proud of. I don't know.
I don't know if it's to be proud of or you're supposed to hide from it.
I don't understand that at all. I think that is some of the greatest things that happened in our culture happened in that period.
I mean, I guarantee I'll get emails today from people.
Quit playing that music and talking about all that stuff and it's a bad time and blah blah blah.
You know what? I had a great time.
You're kidding?
No.
Yeah, it seems like it would have been a fantastic time to me. I would have loved to have been a little more conscious then. I was just a baby. I missed it, but it. From what
oh,
I can
man,
tell,
not me.
It seemed like there's a lot of great things that went down. A lot of great idealism. A lot of great ideas happened.
There were a lot of trails, if you get what I mean.
Well.
Okay, let's get back on the phones. Here's Tim in Boulder. Tim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, guys. You sound great today.
Thanks, Tim.
I want to first
say really thank you, Todd, for taking time and putting it into this, because you don't, you know, you can make money playing music and you're putting your time in. I think it's great.
Thank you.
One question, and don't take this the wrong way. You know, we're doing all this talk about Vietnam, and one thing that,
or about Iraq.
One thing that's missing in the analogy is we don't have any protest songs. You know, Neil Young tried to do one, and I'm not blaming anybody. Is there just no appetite for that kind of music?
I think a lot of artists have gotten cold feet about getting involved in social and political ideas, unfortunately. And it hasn't been a very popular or trendy thing to do. Maybe the Dixie Chicks getting busted started a downhill trend. I think a lot of artists have been scared to get involved.
Yeah, there's no demand. This is what we were talking about earlier about the war. There's no demand on the American public like there was during the Vietnam War. Suppose we started the draft tomorrow. Do you think that would change things?
It would help a lot, actually.
Yeah, I'd probably get some music out of that one.
You know, if suddenly every kid had to look at going to war. Yeah, we might get to change out of that, but I think we don't have that now, and that's one of the reasons. Tim, thank you, man. Appreciate the
call. All right,
thanks. Thanks, Tim.
All right, we'll move into open phones. 9 to 10 o'clock, open phones. Anything you want to talk about, we'll do it at 303-713-7600. Counterculture freaks, welcome.
Longer do we have to put up with Bush?
Countdown.
Backed by popular demand, check out the Bush Countdown Clock on AM760.net.
We saw that there were some weaknesses.
Gas prices got you down? On Wednesday, June 28th, you can dust off your tire pump and bypass the gas pump. It's Bike to Work Day. Join thousands of commuters who are riding instead of driving on Bike to Work Day. Enjoy fitness, fresh air, and freedom from your normal frustrating commute. Plus free food and giveaways at more than 100 metro area breakfast stations. And the chance to win fantastic prizes. Gear up for Bike to Work Day on Wednesday, June 28th. To register yourself or your company for this fun, free event, call the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program at 303-458-POOL or visit drcog.org. That's drcog.org today. Bike to Work Day is brought to you by the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program, RTD, 9 News, Panera Bread, Noodles & Company, Colorado Athletic Club, Cliff Bar, Comcast, and the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. It's gone according to the script. Vigorous debate, then defeat for a ban on same-sex marriage. Live to Capitol Hill and CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
After 2 days of debate, time for the fall election campaign, the Senate killed the constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage. It never came close. Falling on a procedural motion, it garnered only 49 votes. An amendment to the Constitution requires 67 to pass. The measure was pushed by Senate Republican leader Bill Frist.
Marriage, as we know it, is under assault.
Nonsense, say opponents who note only Massachusetts allows gay marriage and that states are making their own choices on this issue, as the Constitution clearly allows them to do. On Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
I'm Dan Revive in Washington. One of the gay activists planning a Capitol Pride parade for Saturday and a street festival Sunday, Kay Mills, says it's unfortunate that senators chose this week to discriminate against gay Americans.
There are many things that Congress could be doing that would be beneficial to the gay and lesbian community instead of focusing on this plainly absurd, unnecessary, and divisive federal marriage amendment.
Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
A registered sex offender charged in the rape and murder of Clemson University student Tiffany Sowers has waived extradition to South Carolina. Jerry Buck Inman was arrested near his parents' Tennessee home last night. Jim Sowers says the first sight of Inman was overwhelming.
The anger of looking at this guy's face sort of took over everything else.
Sowers, Tiffany's dad, says if Inman's convicted, he wants him to spend the rest of his days in prison because putting him to death would be too easy. Well, the Republicans held on. The chance for Brian Bilbray, winner in a closely watched congressional election in Southern California. Here's CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
The race here went to the Republican, as it usually does in this district, but it was unusually close. The winner, Republican Brian Bilbray.
Kind of feel like Rocky in that film. It's like taking a lot of hits. I'm still standing.
Democrat Francine Busby lost the race, but says her strong showing means something good for Democrats.
What it signals is a sea change, that the Republican Party leadership in Congress is in trouble.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, San Diego.
Well, CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier, who was seriously wounded in a deadly Baghdad bomb blast more than a week ago, is now on her way back to the U.S., where she will be continuing her recuperation.
When she came, she was pretty banged up. And since that time, she's made what I think is some pretty good progress. She still has a long road ahead of her, but I think it's promising.
Colonel Brian Gamble is commander of the Landstuhl Regional Med Center in Germany. Kimberly is bound for Bethesda Naval Medical Center. And checking stocks, right now a better day than we've seen. Right now the Dow is ahead 21 points, the NASDAQ up 9, the S&P 500 ahead 2 points. This is CBS News.
New Nicorette Fruit Chill
is the first and only stop-smoking gum
that bursts with cool fruit flavor. And when you buy Nicorette Fruit Chill,
you can log on to FruitChillMillion.com, a resource with tools to help you quit smoking.
And one person will even win $1 million.
So join us, because there's never been a better time to quit smoking.
For how to enter and official rules, go to FruitChillMillion.com.
Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rate. No purchase necessary to enter. $1 million paid over 30 years. Sweepstakes ends December 31st.
There are infinite dynamics in business. For instance, the just-in-time inventory that really is dynamic. Or the every SKU already has a customer dynamic. Or the I've escaped from the crushing shackles of my supply chain dynamic. How do you achieve these kinds of dynamics? Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Mark Holtzman is not giving up or giving in. The GOP gubernatorial candidate today vowing to take the Secretary of State to court. With only days to spare before Gigi Dennis is forced to certify Colorado's ballot for governor, candidate Mark Holtzman stands pat that he's earned the right to be on the August primary ballot.
And we are absolutely convinced that enough signatures that were previously questioned by the Secretary of State have been more than sufficiently rehabilitated.
Holtzman's campaign manager declaring that they have no plans to attend a protest hearing called by Gigi Dennis.
We don't believe that the Secretary of State's office has jurisdiction to hold a protest hearing after issuing a notice of insufficiency.
Bob Gould says that means it's off to court to let a judge decide. An autopsy planned today on the body of a 15-year-old Westminster boy who vanished while he was swimming with some friends Sunday. Westminster police say a body pulled from the West Spratt Platte Lake in Thornton yesterday is that of Patrick Vigil. Officials say Patrick's friends fled after trying to help, perhaps because swimming was prohibited there. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Well, we still have northbound I-25 slowing that extends between Bellevue and Yale. In fact, we are very bogged up getting reports that drivers are actually coming to a complete stop at times. So that tech center commute is still pretty rough this morning. Southbound 25 is slowly improving. We still have some heavy traffic stretching between 112th and 84th Avenue. Again, heading southbound between 6th Avenue and University. That stretch is still pretty bad as well. Now, across southbound I-225, watch for jammed up traffic between Yosemite and the I-25 interchange. And across our side streets, accident investigation continues after a train versus pedestrian accident right at Santa Fe and Mississippi. We also are getting word that all the trains in the area have been stopped as well. Today's forecast, we'll see that high of 95 degrees, and we're currently at 76 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
Would you like to taste a variety of ethnic foods without traveling to foreign countries? You can on Sunday, June 11th from noon till 3 p.m. at the Dayspring Villa Dining Center, 3777 West 26th Avenue. The fourth annual Taste of the Continents event features signature foods of Chinese, Greek, Hungarian, Mexican, Italian, and American restaurants. This annual fundraising event supports the Franciscan Sisters Ministries in Colorado, including Francis Heights, Dayspring Villa, and Claire Gardens at 26th and Osceola. These facilities provide housing for 1,000 fixed-income persons and families, including some 300 children. Tickets are just $10 and are available at the door and are good for 5 food items. For additional information, call Sister Teresa at 303-433-6268, extension 224. That's Sunday, June 11th from noon till 3 p.m. at the Dayspring Villa Dining Center, 3777 West 26th Avenue. Call 303-433-6268. Extension 224.
There, and there's some other treasures in that Coachella Valley area, because that's one of the most spiritual and special places to me is Joshua Tree. Jay, you remember the mine up there, is that correct?
I do.
And do you remember the first time you hiked over the mine and what was there?
I barely do.
Okay. Well, you could not forget it, because I was under the same circumstances as you were talking about earlier, and the first time I stepped over to the top of the mine, and you got to picture this, Todd, because you've got to go there yourself one of these days.
I look forward to it.
There is you're on the top of this mountain looking down into what's called Pleasant Valley, and for 360 degrees there's not one man-made item, and you're looking down from the top of this mountain way on this beautiful desert valley.
It's true.
Just nothing but spiritual peace in nature and God's gift, and that's one of the things that's out in Joshua Tree. And I've been there many times. Were you ever out there in the winter when it snowed?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine the upper desert? You walk in desert foliage and there's snow on the ground, Todd. That's what Joshua Tree is. It's a very spiritual place. And I've got to ask you, Jay, have you been to one of the other spiritual places on the other side in Palm Springs, which is Taquitos Canyon?
Yes.
Okay, I believe today you've got to meet with the Taquitos Indian Council to get permission to go in, but if you were there in the 60s, that's another magical place.
Yeah, talking about 1967 for me.
Absolutely, and I don't know if you know it, but that's where they shot the original Shangri-La from Lost Horizons with Frederick March.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
And if you think about what it is, it progressively, it can be 120 degrees in there, but there's water that's run off from the snow and the tram up in the mountains. As you climb higher and higher, there are little pools and lakes and waterfalls. That's the first time I dove off of a 40-foot waterfall, was the Taquitos Canyon with all these crazy people hanging from rocks and stuff. But it was a very magical time. And Todd, if like Jay and I, if you're survivors of the 60s, then you never grow up because you found the key to youth.
Yeah, we all need more of that.
I don't know if I found the key to youth. I think I found the key to Klonopin and Lexapro. I think that's what I found the key to.
All right, Steve. You and me,
man.
Both.
See you later.
All righty, bye.
I think that's what I found the key to.
See, we need more connection to the earth.
That
would help us a lot to be more sane.
I love the desert.
I haven't spent time down there, and I look forward to it.
Let's go out there.
I'd love to. It sounds wonderful.
Let's go out there now. We'll just go rent a car and drive out there.
It's probably changed a little bit.
Who gives a damn who does the show tomorrow? Yeah, right.
We'll do it from the desert.
That'll work. That's right. We'll remote it. Here's Robert in Westminster. Robert, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Howdy, Jay, Todd. Thank you guys for carrying the torch for truth.
You got it.
Hey, I'm still stuck in the last hour about the American citizens not being involved in the war as much, and people getting tired of hearing about the war. It's hard for me to imagine that there's, you know, that it looks to me like that's the least we could do is stay on top of what's going on over there, kind of for oversight purposes. I mean, if we don't oversee what's going on, that means we're trusting the government to do the oversight, and I don't think that's enough.
We got to figure out how to kick ourselves in the pants, huh? Get more responsibility, I guess.
Yes. I feel like we're in kind of a vacuum until November. You know, there's a lot of hope riding on that, but elections still go to Republicans the way things are going right now. So we have to stay vigilant, and it looks to me like we've got to do everything we can. And there's people, our young people are getting maimed that are coming back. A lot of them are maimed. And,
17,000 to 18,000. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the least we can do is stay on top of it.
I agree with you 100%.
We need to. It's you know, we need to have our fun too and all that. That's great, but we cannot forget what sacrifices are being made in the name of America, no matter who started it. We've got too many people involved, and it's a big commitment on our part. It's a bigger commitment on their part. So the least we can do is stay involved in the oversight.
All right, Robert. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Okay, great call. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
I've got a comment and a question.
Sure.
As far as recording artists not writing any protest songs, Todd, maybe I'm looking too much into your music, but I thought Hysteria was a perfect protest song.
Yeah, thanks. I also have a one called Peacemaker's Blues.
To mention Freedom Fighter.
There you go.
All right, my question is this. You know, I think we need to shift this debate, and I think we need to shift it from the blame game. The Republicans are clearly at fault for getting us into this quagmire, but I think we need to shift the debate to how we extricate ourselves from it. And my question is this. Don't we owe a moral obligation to those Iraqis who have cooperated and assisted the American forces in Iraq to see this thing through? Don't we owe a moral obligation to those people to not leave them with this mess? And we can talk about the mess and the grief it's causing Americans, and there's certainly a lot of suffering in those serving there, those who have died, the casualties. But can you imagine the genocide that will occur if we just get up and leave?
Well, it's occurring with us there, though. I mean, there's a case to be made that we're inflaming it, and not only that, now we're starting to have incidents turn up where we're starting to be involved in it.
Are you suggesting, Jay, you think that the level of violence would diminish with our departure?
You know, I don't know. I don't know that it would or that it wouldn't. I mean, I think they're headed towards sectarian warfare no matter what we do, no matter how long we stay there. We don't have enough troops to control the entire country, and I think they're in the middle of a low-grade civil war now. And I'm not so sure that we can resolve that problem, and I'm not so sure that we can fix it. One thing we've got to do, though, is we've got to stop being enablers, and we're being enablers by holding their hands and saying to them, okay, you know what, we'll do the heavy lifting for you. They've got to get in and do the heavy lifting themselves, and we're not helping them do the heavy lifting by doing it for them. They have to take over more and more of a role come hell or high water, come failure or come success, and this administration isn't doing that.
We don't hear that much dialogue about how to get out or whether to stay.
Well, there's tons of plans out there from different people. It depends on which plan you favor.
But unfortunately, it doesn't seem like that's in the public forum very often. I mean, I hear people say, oh, we should just leave, you know, cut and run. But I don't hear, like, a rich dialogue about that. You know, maybe that has to do partly with the apathy that we're talking about.
Yeah, I guess I have to agree with you, Todd. You know, what concerns me is, you know, and I don't know how you would measure the quantity of press, but it seems to me that we spend all of our time talking about the hyperboles and the exaggerated intelligence that got us into this mess, but I don't see or I don't hear of all of the plans to evaluate if it's better or worse if we stay and if we should stay, how long do we stay, how do we improve the training of the Iraqi troops. I don't see enough content and enough dialogue.
That stuff is out there, but it doesn't get enough coverage. But it's out there. I mean, you know, one of the most famous things that the mainstream media does is the mainstream media always echoes the same talking point, which is a GOP talking point, that the Democrats have no plans. Well, you know what, and that the left has no plans. But the fact of the matter is yes, they do. There are several of them out there. There's the John Murtha plan. John Kerry's got a plan. The Center for American Progress, which is a progressive think tank, has got a plan. There's a few other plans floating around out there whose there are authors' names now that I can't think of. There are all these ideas on how to get out. Are they all perfect? No, but we're not in a perfect situation. But I think everybody agrees that we cannot continue to keep enabling the Iraqi government. For instance, they don't have a defense minister. They don't have they have some other posts in the cabinet that are vacant, that are important. And this administration pretends like that, well, they're a democratically elected government and that they've got a unity government. They don't have a unity government. Stop pretending that what is when it's not true. Start talking the truth about the situation. The first thing we could do is speak the truth. When we start speaking the truth, then we can figure out how to solve it.
Makes sense to me. What a mess.
Well, I mean, Bob, don't you agree?
I agree it's a mess. I'm very, very troubled of how we got into this mess. But we're here, and while you and I are debating it, the best and the brightest of this country are dying. And I think we really need to spend time on exactly what you just said, Jay. What are the plans? Let's evaluate the plans.
Well, I think I think people are trying to, but where you're operating in an atmosphere where one party controls everything, and they don't want a bipartisan effort to figure anything out. They want it their way. And their way is to stick behind the president. And so they won't allow any plans for anything to come to any kind of debate. They stop it dead in its tracks.
See, I don't think they have the incentive or the power to stop the debate.
And, they have both.
Well, I look at your station, Jay. Aren't you all a Clear Channel station?
Yeah.
I mean, look, I mean, there's the biggest, probably, entertainment conglomerate in the world, and they're letting you and Todd talk.
Well, I'm talking about as far as governmental policy goes. I'm talking about as far as getting a hearing on a plan. I'm talking about as far as having to go through the House of Representatives and the Senate, which is what you would have to do in order to become official American policy. We put people on all the time here who have plans and who have ideas on how we should get out, and we'll continue to keep doing that, and we'll continue to keep talking about it, and maybe we're the only ones on the dial that are doing it.
Well, we got to keep doing it.
Well, I appreciate very much both of you doing it, and I enjoy your program quite a bit. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Have a great day.
Do the same.
Okay, we'll see you later. One line open at 303-713-7600, 920, 20 minutes after 9, AM 760. Progressive Talk, Jay and Todd.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-332-4694 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-332-4694. That's 1-800-332-4694.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you.
Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
I agree. Better read End of the Internet in the Nation. And while you're at it, get 4 weeks of the Nation magazine absolutely free. Just call 1-800-850-4280 or go to IWantTheNation.com. Nobody owns the Nation, so there's no corporate slant or White House spin. Nation editor Katrina VandeHeuvel, David Korn, John Nichols, and others keep you ahead of the headlines. They're the reason The Nation is America's fastest-growing journal of opinion. Try 4 weeks of The Nation risk-free, then sign up for 24 more weeks for just $13.95, or write no thanks on the invoice. The number again, 1-800-850-4280, 1-800-850-4280, or go to IWantTheNation.com. It's my personally favorite magazine. I really love them a lot.
Hi, this is Mark Johnson, inviting you to join me for the next Administaff Sports Luncheon presented by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Join us as we hear about life, leadership, and legacy June 15th at the Hyatt Tech Center as former Denver Broncos great Carl Mecklenburg shares his story.
The number one leadership quality is the ability to hold meaningful relationships. And if you can have that kind of attitude, you're going to be successful in business.
The Administaff Sports Luncheon with Broncos great Carl Mecklenburg, Thursday, June 15th at the Hyatt Tech Center. For more info, visit the FCA at ColoradoFCA.org.
Let's face it, most everyone can use some extra cash from time to time.
Ted is a Check & Go associate.
So I tell people that no matter what the reason, you can get the cash you need at Check & Go. We'll hold your personal check till payday. Contact us. We'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check & Go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advances subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin. And then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
924, 24 minutes after 9 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. It's Wednesday. That means it's the Jay and Todd Show. Although, you're talking about coming in tomorrow morning.
I don't have anything else better to do.
Thanks a lot.
No, what could be more important than doing this? That's what I mean.
Yeah, all right. It's the Jay Marvin, Todd Park Moore show.
The Jay and Todd show is good enough.
You're the bigger of the two stars.
I don't know about that.
I do. Okay. Let's open phones, and we'll get back to the phones. And let's go to Nancy in Colorado Springs. Nancy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, you said that we could talk about anything.
Anything.
And I just wanted to talk briefly about one of the fellows, one of the other radio stations, Peter Boyles, whom I feel has gotten out of hand because he talks discrimination. I heard him the other day. I couldn't believe I heard this. It had nothing to do with immigration. He said, you give a Mexican a gun, you put him out in the middle of his homeland, and he'll shoot up everybody. Out of nowhere. The topic wasn't even about guns or Mexicans. It was about his favorite. And then I thought, it bothered me all day. I couldn't believe how that bothered me. So I went to work. I heard it on a Thursday. I had to go out of town Friday, Saturday, Sunday. By the time I came back, I made my call because I finally had a weekday to call in. And I spoke with his manager. His manager says to me that he gave Peter permission to talk about anything that he wants, as long as it's not profanities, discrimination.
Right, which is the same permission that I have.
Okay, which is the and a few other politically correct stuff, right? So now I'm telling his manager about how this fella has got to stop.
He doesn't. Why does he have to stop?
Why? Discrimination.
Well,
now.
Yeah, but I mean that's in your opinion. Why should his speech be censored? The best thing you can do is not listen. Just don't listen.
I tried, but he's an enemy now.
Well, all right, wait a minute. You tried, but what happened? Did the radio mysteriously draw you back?
No, I turn on the radio because I do listen to Kappas in the evening. Hey, 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 hey.
The radio's got a hold of my head. Ah! It's sucking me in.
Jeez, she's got a point. It is a racist comment.
It's melting my lobes. It's killing my lobes.
It had nothing to do with discrimination.
I mean, I like Peter as a person, but I disagree with him. And the way I have to think about it is that I wouldn't want to be over there telling him what to say, just like I wouldn't want him to come over here and tell me what to say, and that you have to judge what somebody says on face value, and if you don't like what they say, then you have the greatest freedom in the world, which many people do it to me, which is to just go, like, say, fine, I don't want to hear you anymore.
But you can call in and voice your opinion, though.
Or you could call him up and challenge him on it.
I can't ever get through. And I leave the house so early in the morning that it's just something to get upset about.
You know what? As far as leaving the house early in the morning, I'm playing the smallest song on the smallest violin, and the littlest heart is bleeding the smallest amount of butter. Because
you don't understand.
No one gets up earlier than I do.
He says nasty things about Mexicans.
Ma'am,
I understand.
Here's the thing. You know what?
What?
I hear stuff. No, I don't hear it. I know stuff goes on those talk shows about things that would have the capacity to sap out my energy and make me angry. And the thing is, I don't listen to them because what I do is I would rather spend what free time I have trying to do something positive. And I vote with my on-off button. Or the other thing you can do is when you hear something, you write the management a complaint.
Well, I've already spoken with them, and they're not. He could care less.
Well, no, I don't think that's true. That I don't think it's true that they could care less. I think it's true.
Well, he repeated it again this last week.
I think it's true that he's making a point that he can't run into every talk show host every 10 seconds and say you can't say that, or then pretty soon the talk show host feels like the talk show host can't say anything.
Oh, that was a very crude thing to say. He's so obsessed already. He's talking about Mexicans and their guns. But once again. Why am I listening to him?
Yes. Why are you so obsessed with him?
I listen to the opposition.
I wanted to know all about immigration when it first came on. And you know, you just hear it because we're American citizens and it involves us.
But there are more. But there's more than one choice.
Of what? Listening?
Of channels to go to.
Yeah, there is. But hear me out here. So I listened to him, and everything was, gee, how about this? Okay, wow, I didn't know that. And I thought, this man's a little aggressive. He's taken a little too far. But when he starts saying stupid things twice now,
wait a minute, though. That's stupid in your opinion.
Well,
I mean, it's not something that I would say. It's not something that I find to be,
Oh, he's quite a racist. We all know that.
Well, no, I mean, I know him, and I don't think he's a racist. I think he's got his information wrong. I think there's a difference
there. He should be off. He has information wrong.
No, that's not true, but that's information according to... No, that's information according to... No, that's information according to my opinion. Don't you see... Look, here's the problem. It always depends on whose ox is being gored, and what sometimes... What forces you set in motion against somebody who you dislike, those same forces will then come back and get you.
Oh, I don't dislike him. I hate him.
Well, whatever.
No,
whatever the case may be.
But you can't
use that kind of language on the air. Come on. Come on. You know, it's just, you can't do that. And it's like, you know, you need to see somebody about your obsession.
People get riled up. Racism gets people riled.
Well, it makes me angry, too. But I choose to come here to this job and fight back.
Well, she
can fight back in her own way.
Well, she's calling here to fight back.
But she could fight back, you know, but she could email management, whatever, but... I don't want somebody coming in here saying to me, well, you can't say that.
No,
because that's the next step.
No, that can't happen.
Censorship is bad.
Yeah, we got to have free speech.
Right, Amelia?
I completely agree.
Now, Amelia's wanted to complain about me many times and has never said word one about me, have you, Amelia?
No, I think you're great.
Even though I've caused you to be late to many other radio stations.
You have.
With my banter.
Yeah, but I'd much rather be here doing it live, you know?
Yeah, well, we like to have you here doing it live, too. Okay, now, so do it live. What is the progressive traffic going to look like?
Well, fortunately, this morning's drive is pretty much wrapped up. Southbound I-225 is left over with a bit of slowing running between Yosemite and I-25. We also had a tire change on the right-hand shoulder right around Colfax a little bit earlier. Looks like that's now out of the way, and those speeds are picking up. Now, northbound 25, still pretty jam-packed heading up south or from the south side between 225 and Hampton, but off the highways is where the real problems lie. We had an accident involving a train and a pedestrian at Santa Fe and Mississippi. Right now, accident investigation continues here, so you will see heavy traffic, and again, those trains are not running right now. We also have a wreck across northbound Parker Road at Arapahoe. Two cars involved, so do avoid that for the next half hour or so. In today's forecast, we're going to see a dry day with highs up around 95 degrees, and currently we are at 78 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thunder Mountain Harley-Davidson invites you to spend a night under the stars with the one you love. Your classic rod.
Your killer motorcycle.
Thunder Mountain Harley will be hosting Hot Rod Night every Wednesday and Hogs and Hooters Bike Night every Thursday. Join us as we rock out to live music at the brand new Thunder Mountain Amphitheater and enjoy food and beer specials at the neighboring Hooters. Join us every Wednesday and Thursday from 5 to 9, starting May 17th and 18th. Thunder Mountain Harley-Davidson, Colorado's premier Harley dealership. Up I-25 at Crossroads Boulevard. Online at ThunderMountainHarley.com.
Coors Light Live welcomes VH1 Classic presents Poison, the hottest rock concert of the summer. Poison, 20th anniversary world tour. Brett Michaels, Bobby Darr, CC DeVille, Ricky Wise. Joining the party, Cinderella, July 16th at Coors Amphitheater. Poison, bringing the biggest show on the road this summer. 20 years of hits.
This is Brett Michaels personally inviting you to the party.
Poison with Cinderella. Special guest, Rock's new Bad Boys and Denver After. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster locations or HOV.com. Log on to PoisonWeb.com and BrettMichaels.com for more. Pick up their brand new CD, 20 Years of Rock, in stores now. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Comcastic Radio!
Let's hear a word from our sponsors.
America's number 12 hospital drama is Akron Triage.
Doctor, he's losing blood.
This is the worst paper cut I've ever seen.
Paper cut?
Yes. Seems some people have yet to switch their home phone service to Comcast Digital Voice, and as a result, they continue to write big checks to the phone company. And when you're writing checks that big...
A paper cut can be lethal.
Tune in Tuesday at 1 a.m. Pacific.
Switch to Comcast Digital Voice and get unlimited local and long distance for just $39.95 a month. That's a 20% savings over Quest. That price also includes 12 popular calling features plus voicemail.
That's Comcastic Radio, now for the Skiddly Diddly.
Switch to Comcast Digital Voice now for just $33 a month for an entire year. Call 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Certain restrictions apply. $39.95 price based on subscription to multiple Comcast services and does not include taxes and fees.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And it's Wednesday, which means at 9:35, 25 minutes away from 10, for the high today of 91, partly sunny and thunderstorms, it's the Jay and Todd Show. Jay Park Moore.
Todd Marvin.
Todd Park Moore. I don't know why I did that. Todd of Big Head Todd the Monsters. And you're threatening, you're going to come back tomorrow?
Sure.
You can?
I'd love to.
We got a pretty good thing going here.
I'll spice it up. I'll offer my support.
Yeah, definitely. All right, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. Back to the telephones. And we go to Sandy in North Glen. Sandy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello,
Hello, Jay.
Hi.
I'd like to say I'm full of admiration for how you handled that call, that Peter Boyle's call. Just awesome.
Can you hang on? Can I put you in the phone zone and come right back?
Sure.
Can you please do that? I know you've been hanging on.
Okay.
Hang
I'll
on.
Do it.
Okay, I gotta try to catch this call. We're gonna go to somebody on line six here. Who is this on line six?
Jay Marvin, Mark Udall.
Oh my goodness, it's my congressman.
Big Head Todd's biggest fan.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, I was just thinking about you. I put a 3.5 kilowatt photovoltaic system on my house this last week, and I know you have a place that's off the grid. You're a big renewable energy proponent. So.
Wow, 3.5K, that's a lot, man.
Well, I got teenagers.
Wow, that's a lot of juice.
And I'm all for energy independence. I think this is the new kind of patriotism, right? What did Tom Friedman say? Green is the new red, white, and blue.
I've always appreciated your insistence on the energy issue. That's fantastic.
Well, everything leads to and from how we produce our energy. You know that. You've known that for a long time. Well, I just want to drop by and say hi and tell you without your music, I wouldn't get to the gym and work out.
Oh, thanks, Mark.
Well, now I really feel bad considering I don't go to the gym and I don't work out. Thanks a lot, Congressman.
Hey, Jay, I got to be able to run from those people that are trying to catch me, you know.
Listen, the only thing you're going to run for is for Senate and win. That's the only thing you're going to run for.
That's right, and I've got a lot of people on my side, and I'm getting excited. I just wish it was this year.
But, I wish it was this year, too.
Yeah.
So tell us briefly, without having to dive into the entire bowl of politics, tell Todd, myself, and everybody else what you've been working on.
Well, when I set aside my dismay that we're now talking about gay citizens and diverting the attention of people from the true challenges facing the country, like energy independence and doing something about these deficits, and then, as you know, finding a way to end this war in Iraq, we're going to pick on, as I mentioned, gay citizens, and we're going to talk about the social issues that divide us rather than what holds us together as Americans. But I continue to push to find ways to produce alternative forms of energy. We've got to do more to cover every American with affordable health care, as you know. And let's do something about these deficits. This is not only unconscionable, it's immoral, because we're pushing these expenditures off on our kids and we're not even asking their permission. So those are some of the areas in which, in a macro sense, I think the Congress needs to be focused, and unfortunately we're not right now.
Hmm. What do you make about that election in San Diego?
I haven't had the details, but I think the fact that it was so competitive suggests that the American public really is ready for change, and that the table is set this fall for the Congress to, I think, be a majority of Democrats, particularly in the House. And I think it would be good for the country, Jay. I think it would give us an alternative point of view. It would ask the administration to be more accountable, and frankly, it would give this president and this administration a chance to start over if they want to. I'm not going to hold my breath, but with a Democrat majority in the Congress, I think we'd focus on the main priorities of the country, and the president could follow along and work with us, or he could continue down the path he's on right now.
That's hopeful news.
Well, Todd, I have to. I'm like you. I have to be an optimist. Although there are days here when I sometimes wonder, but I think in the end, what did Churchill say? You can always count on America to do the right thing after it tries everything else.
Well, we got to start doing the right thing now.
But we don't have a lot of time to waste, and you all know all the reasons.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. What do you make of Al Gore, and do you think he'll run?
I think let's keep an eye on him. I think he's smart to keep doing what he's doing. I think I've had a chance to get to know him over the years, and of course, when you run for president, and Todd knows this, in a way, you're a product that's wholesaled, and you don't get that individual retail connection enough. Although Todd certainly has it, and Al has in a way gotten much more comfortable with who he is, and I think he could be a really interesting alternative to Senator Clinton and perhaps a couple of the other candidates. So keep your eye on him.
We'll do that.
Keep your eye on him. You don't have total control over your children. I've got, as I mentioned, two teenagers. But he has four of the most well-balanced, interesting, curious, respectful children I've ever met. And I think that says a great deal about Al and Tipper, that they're great parents. And I think that's the most important job you have in the world.
Well, I saw him. I saw him on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. I almost have a longing for him to run.
We tend to do that to our politicians, particularly those that have fallen hard, right? And but I think he could present a very interesting alternative in our party, and I think Senator Clinton would actually philosophically welcome a strong competitor or competitors, because if, in fact, she's going to pursue the nomination, I think that it's important that she win it, not have it handed to her. And as you know, Jay, I think that the world of Senator Clinton, but I don't think she necessarily ought to just be handed the nomination.
Do you think she can win?
Well, I don't know that she can win, and I think that's what's most important, is to have a candidate who can win. And Northeastern senators have a very poor record in winning the presidency. Senators in general do.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I guess if you run for Senate, I guess, and you become a senator, I guess that rules it out for you, huh?
Well, what John McCain likes to say, if you're in the Senate, you have a presidentialitis unless you're in the ICU or you're indicted.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Oh, I got to watch out there. It's the last part of my cold. Well, it's good to have you call in this morning. It's always great to hear your voice. And you know what? You know what I always ask you to do?
I've got it right here for you. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, my campaign website, markudall.org, and my congressional website is house.gov, G-O-V, and then /Mark Udall, all one word. Get in touch with us at those two sites.
Yeah, and you're definitely ready to hear from everybody, correct?
Of course.
And when are you going to start formally putting together your organization to run for Senate?
I've been working quietly over the last few months, but certainly after the election this fall and as the new year turns, Jay, you'll hear a lot more as I put a formal system in place and bring more people into what we're going to do. And you don't want to peak too soon, of course. This is like climbing one of those high peaks in the Himalayas like I used to do. You put your team together, you get your equipment, you generate, aggregate your resources, and then you get out there and climb when the weather's good, and then other days you have to hunker down.
Well, let me know if there's anything I can do to help you, Mark.
Hey, Big Head, thank you so much, and just keep playing that music and inspiring all of us. And then, this whole energy opportunity, it really is an opportunity. I keep encouraging young people and adults alike to change their own behaviors and embrace some of these new technologies. That's how really we're going to change the world is through our own consumer habits and what we do. And so thank you for your leadership in that regard.
Well, you know what? Sign me on, too.
Okay, I'm not ignoring you.
Yeah, I'll figure out a way to get involved somehow, trust me.
I'm in the presence of two of my heroes here.
Well, we love you too. Thank you, Congressman.
Thanks for having me on. You take care.
Can't wait to talk to you again. All right, there's Congressman Mark Udall. Great guy.
He is, and he's got a fabulous agenda.
Yeah.
He just goes for the throat of what's important.
Yeah.
He didn't mention education, though, but I know that's on his mind.
Oh, yeah, it is. He's mentioned it on the show before.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to make a wonderful senator. Wayne Allard. Start joking now. Right?
I can't get it out of my throat.
Yeah, start choking now, Wayne, because Mark's coming to get you. All right, 9:44, 16 away from 10 o'clock here on AM 760 with Jay and Todd.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Looking for a unique dining experience? Attend the Taste of the Continents Luncheon Sunday, June 11th from noon to 3 p.m. at the Dayspring Dining Center, 3777 West 26th Avenue. The $10 admission ticket is good for 5 food items. Proceeds benefit the Franciscan Sisters Charitable Fund. This gala event also includes a silent auction and a drawing for cash prizes. For additional information, contact Sister Teresa at 303-433-6268, extension 224.
Tuesday, July 4th, for the 5th annual 4th of July Liberty Run, Walk, and Festival of Rights at Washington Park. It'll be a fun-filled, inspirational event with activities for all ages, plus food, beverages, and more. Join hundreds of others in defending our freedom.
Proceeds benefit the American Civil Liberties Union.
For more information, visit am760.net.
Landstar Logistics reminds parents, if your teenagers are planning to attend prom or graduation parties, it's a good idea to encourage them to enjoy these activities sensibly and without alcohol. In other words, they don't have to drink to have a good time. It's the choice more teens are making to help keep their celebrations safe and enjoyable for everyone. An important message from Landstar Logistics in Littleton.
Landstar Logistics, wishing our 2006 graduates all the best.
In 1999, Beverly Thurloway had surgery for breast cancer. Years later, her doctor recommended a lung scan.
Sure enough, it detected a tumor on my lung.
But Beverly couldn't have lung surgery. Fortunately, she was a candidate for CyberKnife.
It's a good thing, because it really was my only hope.
Beverly was treated at Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, where we're restoring hope for tumor patients, even those who think they have no options. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a beam of radiation while sparing surrounding tissue with 1 millimeter accuracy.
It was unbelievable. I just laid there comfortably enjoying music, and now I'm told I no longer have lung cancer. I've had cancer surgery, and I can't believe this is all it took to get rid of a lung tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
Come to the Broker Restaurant on your birthday and they'll buy you dinner. Order whatever you want, even filet and lobster. Your dinner is free. Or bring someone on their birthday and their dinner is free. Just show legal ID. Dinner on your birthday is free at the Broker Restaurant. 17th at Champa downtown. Valet parking available.
This computer is driving me crazy.
Relax. Save your sanity. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't spend a fortune getting your computer fixed. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and make your computer run like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or go to pc-answers.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire, and I want to earn your tire business with multiple locations, the best pricing on tires, and the best customer service in the industry. Shop the competition, then call Aspen Tire. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
A shorter fuse than Tom Tancredo. A bigger butt than Carl Rove. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ooh, Warren Zevon's song. Werewolves.
Ooh.
Great song. 9:48, 48 minutes past the hour. High today, 91, partly sunny skies. Jay Marvin, Big Head Todd.
Yes, sir.
As Congressman Udall calls you. I have to call you Todd Park Moore, but he calls you Big Head
Todd.
Okay,
you can call me Big Head Todd.
All right, Big Head Todd. All right, now we left Sandy in North Glen on hold, so let's go back to her. Okay, Sandy, thanks for having so much patience, and go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Well, I wanted to let you guys know, I have teenagers in the house, so... they keep me pretty current on what's going on with music. And there are a lot of protest songs out there, not just by old friends like Neil Young. U2's got stuff out. Bruce Springsteen's got stuff. The Dixie Chicks. But Bad Religion with Sorrow No More. System of a Down with BYOB. We've got Green Day's American Idiot. Pearl Jam's got stuff. So there are a lot of bands out there who are yakking it up about how angry they are. They're keeping at least our kids, or those of us who have kids, and the younger generation, and those of us who have kids who are rattling our brains with their stereos, aware of what's going on and how angry they are about what's happening in Iraq, and not just Iraq, but the guy who's sitting in the White House. So I just wanted to let you guys know that the music scene is still bopping with protest songs.
That's encouraging news.
That's good news to know.
Yeah.
We're in great hands with these younger people.
Yeah, you know, yeah. They're making a lot of noise, and they're not stupid. They're not stupid.
Far from it.
Yeah. They really have their handle on what's going on. In fact, System of a Down... I think the lead singer's name is Serge Tankian, and he's part Armenian, and they really pushed to have reparations made for the Armenian people. So there's a lot going on. We just don't always hear about it because there's so much happening. You know, so I just wanted to let you guys know.
Great point.
And chances are we don't listen to those radio stations that play that music.
That's very true. That's very true. I don't know how often you tune in and do a little headbang in there, Jay. You might want to check that out once in a while.
Nah, you know, not very often. Now I find myself more and more restricted in what I listen to. And I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. And lately I've been going through this thing where I haven't been able to listen to any music at all. Just haven't been able to absorb anything, really. I'm hoping to come snap out of that and get back to it, because I'm still out there actively buying CDs.
Yeah, but you're not listening to them?
Yeah, you know, I don't know what it is. My head's just in some kind of weird place.
Well, it could be that you'll snap out of it. I hope so, because there's great music out there.
Yeah, I will. I'll come around.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to let you guys know.
Well, we're glad you did, Sandy. Thank you for holding on, and thank you for your patience.
Sure.
Okay.
Bye.
You listen to a lot of music during the day?
I'm kind of in your boat. I have a hard time listening to music a lot of times, but I make it, you know, it's part of my job, so that, you know, it's kind of like going back to work sometimes. But I am encouraged by hearing about a lot of these younger bands putting out protest music, and I know that there's a lot of just great thought that's going on within young people about our government and about the state of the world, and I'm looking forward to having them be in power.
Yeah, well, you know, me too. I mean, I'm glad they're out there talking about that stuff, and that's good, and they're out there writing about it. And, you know, the Dixie Chicks CD is absolutely, it's awesome. I mean, it's really great, and I love it. But I just haven't, and so is the Neil Young CD is really good, too. But I just haven't listened to them in the last couple of weeks. I don't know where my head's at, where I just haven't been listening to any music.
Well, we'll have to change that. Music helps the mind. Aristotle says that you're thinking correctly when you're listening to music.
You think that's what it is? So you think this Saturday night out of Red Rocks, my head will open up back
Absolutely.
Up?
You're going to have visions.
Visions of world peace?
You bet.
That's Red Rocks, still a few tickets available.
A few tickets available still. It's going to be awesome. It's one of the greatest events of my year is to play Red Rocks.
And you do that every year?
Pretty much every year, yeah. I've done it every year except maybe two or three years over the course of 16, 17 years.
Is there any place, since we're not carried all over the country, and you want to admit to this or maybe not admit to this, is there any place you hate playing?
I can't think of a place that I hate playing, no.
But you go like, oh, man, I got to go back there.
Well, I once had a skip Ohio policy.
Really? Why is that?
Well, Ohio's always been we've always had a hard time there. And it's a little cold and drab, and it's a steel place. And, you know, Cincinnati, Columbus, Cleveland. But I've warmed up to Ohio over the recent years. But that's as close as I've ever come. I love every place in this country. I really do.
This country, you know, if you sit there and go through this country and go to every state, forget politics. You can find something. I mean, I've lived all over this country, and there's someplace, every place I've lived, that's memorable, mm-hmm. that I liked, that I enjoyed. I mean, even places like, and people always grimace when I mention this, like Amarillo, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Amarillo, Texas. I had a great time there. I had a great time in Amarillo, Texas.
Yeah, Texas is great. It's a great state.
It is a great state. I mean, it's, you know, politically it's not what we would like it to be, but maybe we can change that at some point.
Oh, it'll change. Austin's a very progressive town.
Yeah, I like Austin, too. I like El Paso. I love El Paso.
Mm-hmm. Juarez, right across the border.
Juarez. I love living on the border because that's where I started my radio career, is on the border. I love the border.
Yeah, it's cool. I agree. There's something about it that's very magical.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely great. I love New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I love all these places.
Yep.
There's not one place, even Lynchburg, Virginia, when I worked there, being the only Jew in town, it was kind of a weird situation. Yeah. But, I can think of some things there that I liked about it.
I like Virginia. It's beautiful. Beautiful trees. Politics, religion, a little thick.
Well, they got a Democratic governor now, and they've had one. Mark Warner was very successful, and the guy who's taken over from him is Democratic.
Praise the Lord.
So maybe things are changing there, and maybe this guy James Webb will be able to beat George, the dummy George Allen.
My fingers are crossed.
Yeah, I don't really like George Allen. Let's go to Pierre in Hartsville. Pierre, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Good morning, Todd.
Hi.
I really hope you aren't going to have visions at his concert, because I'd hate to think of you seeing heads rolling down the stage there, you know.
Oh, like in Iraq.
Yeah, exactly. And then ditto the lady that called about the music. I have a nephew that's 15, and I listen to hip-hop with him, and there's a bunch of hip-hop artists doing songs about Bush, so I think that's a good sign. But I basically called about the election in San Diego, and I thought it was kind of depressing that poor Francine didn't win, you know.
She came awful close, though.
Yeah, so what? Close the problem is that big R is still on all those people's foreheads, you know. But it gave me initiative. I decided that for July 4th this year, I was going to, in front of my house, I have a little hill, I'm going to put a bunch of crosses on it. And then I'm going to do a little vignette of a guy hanging from a tree with a black sack over his head and a dog on a leash. And every time someone drives by electronically, I'll have the dog start barking. So I decided that for all my Christian Republican neighbors up here that don't want to really think about what's going on over there, because they don't, gee, out of sight, out of mind, I thought, well, I'll just bring it home to them. So.
I gave a little money to her campaign, but, you know, she came awfully, awfully close. And as Congressman Udall said, and I think that what he said is really true, I think it's an indication that that this country is definitely ready for a change, even in a heavily Republican district like that, which is what that area is. I mean, it's a very, very heavily Republican district, and it was a long shot for her to even get that close to begin with.
Yeah, and they said that yesterday.
The RRNC spent $5 million defeating her.
I know. Yesterday they said that all day long, all they did was trash her on all the radio stations, and when you figure out that there's only really one progressive station around for them, then she did do pretty good. But, I mean, I think it's just, I mean, what is wrong with these people? How much corruption do they want to have?
Well, you know what's great about it? I'll tell you what's great about it. We should run in every state, in every union, in every race. You know why? Because it forces the RNC to spend money. It forces them to spend money, and that's what we want to do. We want to force them to spend money.
Yeah, legal bills.
We got to go, Pierre. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Have a good one. Bye.
All right, Todd, thank you again.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, you want to do this again tomorrow morning?
I'd love to.
Then you're invited back, man.
All right, I'm looking forward to it, my friend.
And we will have Jay and Todd once again on Thursday morning here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Coming to get you.
Yeah. I'm going down to
shoot my lady. Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
Are you living with stabbing jaw pain? Excruciating headaches? There may be an option for you to finally get relief without surgery. It's called Gamma Knife. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4910 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you.